What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is She. Sorry, I took a big swig of this rock star because Bobby is giving up his entire
collection.
Let's
call it a collection. Yeah.
This is Ray. He's got the, wait, why am I still? Wait, go. Sorry.
He has a 98 that's magnifique.
Oh, my God. It's like the, what were those? The Four Locos? Hung on to the ones before they changed the formula. Like they
On to the ones that had like battery acid. And...
Yeah, it was like a fine bottle of wine. You know, I'd bring it out on special occasions.
Now, generally, when you drop one addiction, you pick up another. Has there been anything new to replace out this energy drink addiction?
Yeah, I think so. Popcorn. I eat a lot of popcorn.
That was fucking random. It's just popcorn.
I was sure he was going to say nothing he wants to talk about on a podcast.
He's like, I just substitute it with photosynthesis now.
Sometimes two bags a day. It's probably.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I love popcorn, especially when I go to the theater. Like, I get the big fucking bag of it.
I'm so glad the theaters are stepping up their game. Like, their popcorn game is coming up. They have all these different flavors.
How about
and
those
types.
They got cheese with Cheetos?
Those D-chairs or whatever they're called?
Oh, yeah.
Where they rumble D-box. The chairs? D-boxes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go see a D-box movie.
Oh, sure. That actually came out in Mexico first, I think.
Really?
The 4D movies. You ever see the 4D movies in Mexico? No. You know, you always go to the VIP ones, not the 4D.
Yeah, but the Mexico fucking theaters are top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
For $6. Anyways.
All right. So we've got a few announcements here before we get started.
Yeah, a little bit of house cleaning. We announced that we were kind of partnering up with WASD, which is a nonprofit made by Mobius that has to do with helping out veterans that are depressed and, you know, suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. And it's something like 20% of vets have these conditions, PTSD, things like that. We're going to try to help them out by getting them computers, gaming computers, and, you know, try to get hardware developers to kind of pitch in and do all that. And he's already done one on his own. We actually gave him some money for that. And then, EVGA hooked him up, and it's a great cause. I like it. And not only is it like just like, here's a computer, good luck. It's also kind of like, we're going to build a community. So it's going to have its own Discord. So if they have any questions about how anything works or things to do, or, you know, I think part of the reason they're so depressed is they were so tight knit and then they have nobody afterwards. So maybe making a community might help them out a lot. So anyway,
Brothers in Gaming.
Yeah, we have a website. We have not much more. We're going through the legal things to get the nonprofit status. Everything's expensive. If you want to help out, you can send something to whatever you can to on PayPal to chris.v@wsdfoundation.org.
I'm going to put it in the show notes for when we post the episode so you can click on it there.
Yeah, so that would just through PayPal. And then if you want to make a sizable donation, just message Mobius, and then we could see about getting you a receipt in the future once we get that status. So, yeah, excited about that. I'm officially the treasurer, but nobody pressed me with any money. So.
And when will they have a website up and running?
It's up, and but it's not live yet. And okay. I think we're waiting on a little more content, which... we basically have. We just haven't put it up yet.
Okay. So. I'm really excited to see this piece together. And it's exciting that here we are in the very earliest stages of something that is not only for a good cause, but can be also huge down the line as well.
So. What's cool about it, too, is one of the first recipient, the first and only recipient, is also on the board. And he's helping us out because he was the first, like, case study, you know?
Okay.
So he's writing up this thing called the Soldier Blog, which is kind of like his history of getting the game, how it's helped him and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So here we go. It's on its way. The other thing is I said that we're going to give away some Sekiro titles, copies. We have some coming our way. We don't know how many, but we will be giving at least one away and more information on that. Next week, or hopefully we're getting them this week sometime.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it's blowing up, man. That P- people are liking it. It's the fourth most played game on Steam right now. We're gonna have to like stop getting our metrics from Steam soon because it seems like there's less and less players on there. But still, that's quite an accomplishment, especially for a game like this. Beirut, who's played every Souls game and beat every Souls game and considers himself an aficionado, cannot beat the first game for Hirsch, bad guy on this game. Not bad guy, but boss. And
really?
He said, hey, would you like, what'd he say? Would you like a game that's twice as hard as Souls-like? Well, I've got the game for you, or for Dark Souls. He said it's twice as hard as a Dark Souls game.
I need to go home and play this immediately. How long do I have to wait?
Oh, for the time? We'll see. I don't know. I'll have some information tonight, maybe.
Okay, great.
Cool. All right, let's talk about some other games that have come to our attention this week. We've got quite a few of them with GDC happening recently. First one, and I'll start with some of the ones I put up here. It's funny, I add these and then I forget why. First game is My Friend Pedro.
I like the name.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. No idea why it's called that, but I think I saw this in an article and somebody called it the 2D Max Payne, or like 2D Serious Sam, I guess. Although there was some Serious Sam 2D games. I don't know. It's a side-scroller. It's a quick shoot-em-up game where you're just running around, killing people, moving as quickly as possible. It's like a 2.5D type graphics, not completely 2D. Graphics look very polygonal. Yeah, you're doing the Mission Impossible, hanging from a tightrope, spinning around, shooting people.
Super crazy acrobatics with gunplay.
That looks really cool.
And the slow motion that we're seeing in the trailer, I don't know if that's in the game or if that's just an effect for the video.
Mm. I wonder how he was aiming at two different guys at once in two different positions. Does that mean that he automatically shoots? Or is it, you know what I mean?
Maybe
one
it's
guy
just
above him and one to the right. That's interesting. Or maybe it sticks to, I don't know.
Maybe controllers to both joysticks, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm really interested in the movement. The bodies, when they're moving, have this subtle ragdoll element to it. So it's quirky. And I'm not usually into side scrollers, but this one here, it's just graphically entertaining enough.
Yeah, it looks sweet.
Because it's some kid with a banana shirt and in a Lucha Libre mask, perhaps. I'm not sure what that is. But it's quirky. It's fun. You're beating up you're shooting a whole bunch of dudes in sweatsuits and all this stuff. It looks fun.
Those mechanics. How does that work?
I don't know. You're either doing the shooting or the movement. I don't know.
Well, it says partial controller support. So I wonder if you even use a mouse for this, or if you have two hands on a keyboard. I don't know. It does raise a lot of questions. Or maybe it's just like a special move that you do and you try to time it right.
Yeah. If they were comparing it to Max Payne, maybe that's it. You know, go into bullet time.
Yeah. Well, this game comes out June 2019. No price just yet. It's by Dead Toast Entertainment. Not familiar with them.
Cool.
All right. Next up, we got a new Tropico game. Tropico 6 is out March 29th. So, I don't know. Tropico is great, but you only need to play one of them, really. For me, 4 was the one that I really got into. I bought 5 fully expecting to play it, never did. But if you've never played one of these games, first wait until they go on sale, because these go on sale for like $5. Mm-hmm. And then check it out. If you like these types of city building games, like this is genuinely funny, like the actual game, true, like all the comments. Like... Hey, the game has great humor, good music, too.
This game's always caught my eye. I've never played it. I've always wanted to try it.
Do you like SimCity types of games?
You could practically be that person on the screen right now.
Oh, thank you.
Do you ever cosplay Ray?
I never have.
What's his name?
Now what you'd look like if you ever cosplayed.
Thank you. I don't know that I was that overweight.
Bobby. His name's El Presidente, right?
Yeah, I think so. Everyone just calls you El Presidente.
Peggy 16. Okay.
Oh, whoa. We got volume.
Peggy 16.
Yeah.
I always wanted to try the game. I actually just got City Skylines. I wanted to try that.
Oh, that's a great game, too. I mean, this is going to be different, though. I mean, first, it's got the humor, and it's set in, like, you know, communist, like, Cuba or something, or not exactly Cuba.
A banana republic.
Yeah, exactly.
I like their pants.
But they also, this game is also a little different in that they give you a lot of specific things to do. So like the first couple of levels, this is how 4 was, the first like 5 levels, it's just like, okay, on this level, all you're doing is this, you're paying attention to this. And then as you go up each one, they kind of give you more responsibilities. So it had a really good campaign. Most of these don't, well, I don't know. Some of the newer ones start to do it, but a lot of them are just like, you know, build the biggest city that you can. And you can have like people assassinated and extort countries and like do all sorts of like shady stuff too. So it really lets you play around.
So it's going to be a pass for you, right, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know. One of these days I'll get back into a Tropico game, but I'm still like, I still wish I would have beat 4. But yeah, for now, this game is not worth $50. They always go on sale real cheap. All right, next up, Vampire: The Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Yep, a lot of buzz around this one because still going off of a game, 12 years old or something like that?
So that's one thing I want to see after we watch this. I want to see what the original one looked like.
It was early 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like Half-Life.
Is it a first-person shooter?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah,
there's more. There wasn't a lot of fighting in it.
Yeah, it's a lot more RPG going around. Or
from what people have told me, I never played it.
Like a System Shock type RPG, or more.
Maybe even more on the dialogue.
Oh,
yeah, hard to say. None of us played it. Many did. But yeah, people really, really like this game. This has a whole cult following.
Well, it's one of those games that's really old and a lot of people didn't really play or forgot about, and everyone always brings up as, you know, one of the greats that we all missed.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
It never came up on my list of potential games to play. The original Vampire game. I wouldn't know or anticipate anything from it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not sure if other people have that same, like, zero back history with this title, and then without any history of knowing what the original game was, is there a real appeal to this new release?
I never played the first one, but this one looks sweet.
I remember seeing the cover art for the first one. That's all I remember.
Yeah, it pops out at you. I remember. It's like iconic.
Yeah.
But anyway, until it comes out, we all know how good it is.
When is it? 2020. Ooh.
We're all just kind of...
March 2020, exactly a year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And $60. It's a lot. The other one, if you want to take a look at that, let's bring that up. Like, you can tell right away just from the graphics. I always think that's Harley Quinn on the...
yeah, it kind of looks like
her. I don't know, at first glance. But yeah, you can see right away it's an older game.
It's pretty dated. When Minnie played it, he said that there's a overall patch that takes care of all the glitches and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's a must. You need to do it in order to play it without any problems.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of these older games have those patches.
How much is the first one?
First one's $20.
Ooh, that.
Yeah, I'd probably get it a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You can probably get. Yeah, GOG has a sale going on right now.
Okay.
All right, Katana Zero.
Very similar to what we were just looking at, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the type of game that it is, it looks like you're very quickly going through a 2D space. It's pixel art. It's very nice pixel art. And it's a lot of just running and killing really fast. Just kind of what we just saw. But instead of like a Russian mobster, now you're like a samurai in modern day, it looks like.
It's like a 2D Hotline.
It's a lot more stylized than the other one. You're on a disco floor chopping people up. It looks super sweet.
This one's pixel graphics, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a Hotline Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a Hotline Miami in 2D.
In 2D.
I mean, in side-scrolling aspect.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a little bit of Hanzo, a little bit of techno.
Yeah.
And a lot of pixel blood.
The music was good when I heard it.
Very quick. It's like you're in a constant speed run.
The one that we just saw kind of stole the thunder of this one, you know, because they're so similar. And the other one looks so sweet. But either way, I don't know which one's going to be better. They both look cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and if you get hit once, you're dead. That's what reminds me of Hotline Miami a lot, too.
Oh, wow. Next up, Void Bastards.
Oh, it's supposed to be Bastards.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Void Bastards.
Probably everything on this list, this is the most exciting to me.
Oh, this looks fun.
Yeah. So it's cel-shaded graphics, first-person shooter, roguelike like complete roguelike.
But it moves like a classic FPS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time you die, the backpack is actually you. And it, you go and make another clone, a lot like Dead Cells. Mm-hmm. And then you start over again. But it, like you'll see right now, there's so many weapons, so many like skill trees you can go down, different ways you can go, just on and on. It has everything. It has stats. I mean, this is right up my alley, 100% right up my alley. I can't wait to play this.
It looks
this.
Like you create your own things too, right? Because it shows like you create like some cat bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, they'll show it to you right now. So I guess he combined a cat and a robot and a bomb or something. And then, yeah, he has a cat bomb that's like meowing and going down the halls. It's zany. It's cool. I mean, I can't wait to play it. The music was awesome. Oh, and there's classes. It's just like everything that I like is in this game. Mm-hmm. There it goes. There's the cat bomb. Can't wait to play it. I hope it plays as well as it looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks great. Looks like a comic book.
It's nice because mm-hmm. it's a roguelike that, you know, when you're maneuvering it, it's reminiscent of Duke Nukem, Doom, where you're going down these hallways, you're first person, but then your character is fixed in the middle. Well, obviously your character is always fixed, but then it's like the way, it's more of a classic FPS movement than mm-hmm. anything else.
Well, yeah, it's a roguelike that doesn't fall into, you know, we have to have... you know, shitty graphics.
Yeah.
Because we're just randomly creating shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So. Next up, Goose Game.
Yes.
Untitled Goose Game.
Gee, I'll let you do this.
Yeah. Come on, Gee. So, tell us about your childhood.
Okay. All right. So I come into the studio and I see Amelia and Ray watching something on Amelia's computer. I'm instantly intrigued because it seems to be a very lighthearted game where you play as a goose. Apparently it's in pre-alpha and not playable via demo, and it's not even titled yet. But if you've played quirky games like Jazz Punk or Katamari or Octodad, for instance, was one of my favorite games of all time, this one is right down that alley where you play as a goose and you get to interact with objects and you get to apparently troll the gardener. So if you look this up, or from what you can see, it's just basically you have this fixed area. It's almost like a playground where you get to just interact with different objects, and then you have to kind of play goose chase with the gardener in order to interact and get him to do different things. I think it is adorable. I think it's hilarious. It would be an amazing game to stream. And this does remind me of my childhood because I grew up in Minnesota and next to a lake where it was heated, so it housed virtually all the geese in town, and so I was constantly dealing with geese, and they're not nice. They're hungry, they're demanding, and it's like the fact that you get to be a goose, and it's just so charming. And I think anybody of any age would be able to enjoy this if they just like picked it up for a little bit.
The game has really good music. You have a list of objectives you have to pull off. Dude, this game's awesome, but we have to. No, it's just this has to happen. It's like we have to all sit together and play this game once it comes out.
It's super cute.
Yeah.
I was
laughing my ass off and it's like there's if you guys go on YouTube, you can see look for Untitled Goose Game by House, pre-alpha gameplay. Look that up. Watch that video. It's super cute and hilarious, and I can't believe we're talking about a cute goose game here, but it looks awesome, man. I love it.
Goose mischief here, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's move it on. We got a big show today.
Yeah. All right. This next one, all these next ones were recommended in our Discord. If you want to do that, go to dlgaming.net, get to our Discord, and you can recommend games for this section. First one is Wolfpack, and this was posted by USCG Boats. So this is looks like an online co-op and a local co-op game where you and other players man a German U-boat, and you move in a fleet, so you have teams of other people as well in their own U-boat, and I don't know what the objectives are. I don't know if you're against each other, but it says online multiplayer co-op and online co-op. So I assume there's some versus and maybe some co-op single player.
I hope it's a little more on the arcadey side and a little less on the simulation side. I'm seeing a lot of dials, man.
Whoa.
It's going to make me not be interested. Like, the more realistic these things get, the more headache they seem to be.
I have no clue how to fucking drive that shit.
First of all, I don't think you drive it. I don't think that's the word.
Well, then what do you do?
I would say you pilot.
You pilot the submarine? You do.
What do you do with
pilot
it?
A submarine?
Bobby, chime in here.
Do you drive it? Do you fly it?
You don't drive. I don't think you drive it. Pilot it or captain it.
Do you captain it? Maybe. Do you boat it?
Fun fact, Chad's,
Bodie?
Chad's Bodie? Dad was a submarine commander for 20 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. Let's call him up.
Hey, can you tell us what you do with a submarine? You kill. You
kill. Looks like a good simulation game, good for role-playing. Do you think they're going for a little bit of Sea of Thieves elements in regards to
more like that pirate game? It is tagged as a simulation game.
Okay, yeah, that's too
right. What we're seeing right there is the most action after 3 hours of like making sure you have enough food and all that stuff.
I don't know if I want to play something that's hard and full of semen.
Yeah. So boats gave us something about U-boats. That's a little on the nose there, buddy.
That was fucking hilarious, Ray.
$34.99.
That classic dad joke.
Okay, next up from Hogglefosh is Outward. This is an RPG game that is in early access. Or actually, no, coming out March 26th. So very soon.
Okay. Yeah, I heard someone talking about it on Discord.
Single player, Bobby?
No, that's the interesting thing about this. So this is an RPG game, which, you know, on the surface, the graphics don't look that great.
Sure.
But it is multiplayer, online co-op and local co-op, which you rarely see in an RPG game.
Yeah, it's because I think there's so many numbers going on, so many calculations for RPGs, big ones like this. In order to add another player, it's a lot without being an MMO. And mm-hmm. from the ground up. And this is something that just friends join you in on your journeys, I guess, as you beat the main story. I would wait for, this is promising a lot. It looks pretty sweet, actually. I would wait for some reviews.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, is there NPCs?
It's definitely a baby for me.
There's a straight up solo adventure RPG. Wait, split
screen? Of course. If it's RPG, you can assume there's NPCs.
Well, I don't know.
A story to follow. So
it's like, it's third person Skyrim?
Sure.
When I can play with my homies?
Yeah. Seems like.
So that would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the music keep playing?
A little more, to me, it's looking a little more Zelda.
Yeah, it is.
Action RPG.
Mm-hmm.
And but who knows? I think it looks nice.
It kind of looks like that one. Never mind.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The fact that it's open world co-op is absolutely amazing. That's something worth exploring just to see how they work around those mechanics and how playing with somebody else affects the gameplay and whatnot. Or maybe they're just there as, you know, extra muscle.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's the easiest way to do it. And then the hardest way to do it is like having...
And the most boring way to do it. I know Fable did it, but
if you're
worked.
Hanging out with your best bud, if it's only one other person, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Is it just me or just like one part, it looks really cool, and then it goes to...
Yeah, it's a little weird,
really
man.
Shitty.
It's a little weird. I'm getting that too.
I would love to find like my perfect co-op RPG person again. So that'd be nice to check out this game.
Fallout 76, guys. Just try it. It's really good. Really fun.
What?
Are you wearing a Fallout 76
yes,
shirt?
Yes, I am.
You are. I'm actually wearing a Counter-Strike. We're so nerdy today. Oh my God. Look at me and Ray.
I'm not staring at her boobs, guys. Are we rushing in?
Look.
Or are we,
stare
I can't
harder. Read harder.
Sneaky peeky like?
It's a CS radio command. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
My shirt says... Are we rushing in? Or are we doing this sneaky beaky like? It's my favorite radio command. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving it too.
Mm-hmm.
I like it twice as much as other shirts. Oh, boob jokes.
All right. Next up, War of Rights. This was posted by Shadow Master. So this is a.
I've always wanted.
I don't know how he finds these things. It's like he finds things that look cool. And nobody else has ever talked about it, ever.
And then you play it, and is it
good, bad. I don't know. I was going to say shit, but I've never done it. I've never played
this. Mostly games. Positive reviews. Civil rights, or civil rights, civil war era.
Martin Luther King just shooting the fuck out of people.
Dual wielding.
That's exactly what we need. It's a civil rights shooter.
We got the Black Panthers.
How come no one's made a game about that?
Turn the other cheek only to grab your gat.
So let's see. War of Rights is a first-person multiplayer game with a focus on historical authenticity, set during the perilous days of the American Civil War in the Maryland campaign of September 1862.
So I've always thought about a game like this, right? But I've always, and like, I'm like, dude, this would be super cool. But then I just think, fucking reloading, really? Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know if I can do that. It's like, yeah, fuck you, boom, and then it's just like, oh, hold up, guys, yo, shh,
yeah,
a second.
I think somebody that was fast could do it in 45 seconds. That was like a fast.
Oh, reload. Really?
That was... an average was like a minute to a minute and a half. That's.
You're just waiting there, ready. Yeah. It's waiting to get shot. That, oh my god!
Yeah, but the enemy's doing the same thing.
The enemy's doing the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, the trick was like with those guns, it's just to hold out until they get close enough or to have a like a vantage point.
And oh man.
This doesn't appeal.
What side would you pick? Yeah. I feel like I don't know. I don't know if I can play this game, man. I don't know.
This is going to be a real decisive game here.
It's like you play it and it's just like racist.
Yeah.
I feel racist just watching this, man. I don't know.
So this is $30. That seems like, that seems kind of a lot. I don't know. $20 on my, because I've always wanted
the graphics
Civil War
are pretty
shooter.
Good, dude.
The graphics look like that pirate game.
Black Wake,
yeah.
Oh, they look better than
that. It's better
no,
than
they
Black
look
Wake.
Better than Black Wake.
Yeah.
Black Wake looked great in the videos, and then when you played it, it looked fucking completely different.
Yeah,
and
those screenshots are pretty deceiving. Same with some videos.
It's on CryEngine. That's why it looks kind of good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This actually interests me. I would read a few more reviews on this and follow up on it. And then if it went on sale, I might check this out.
Bobby's all into fucking games that he can learn shit from. He did the typing game. He did the one on the fucking Iranian fucking revolution. And now he's like, oh no, look at this.
Next week, Miss Mavis teaches typing.
Oddly enough, as much as I like shooters, this is so obscurely it's extremely like classic masculinity shooter. And I don't know if I could, I might be down for it. Like the submarine, I think I don't play sports games or racing games because I think they are like, it's more on the masculine side.
Imagine just people role playing in the shit, just going and, all out and hearing their mics, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
For the submarine and this game, it's on that same level. Yeah, where it's it's too masculine for me. I can't really relate with the whole standing at the front of the...
Have at thee, sir.
I want to try it. Yeah, I want to try it.
I'm taking one step back for feminists today. I just don't know.
How many in the battlefield? What did it say? 50 versus 50? 100 versus 100? It looks like a bunch of people.
Well, they're not going to have that many players, man.
You never know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
We don't even know if it's online. Do we know if it's online?
Yeah, okay. Of course. It
could be a single-player game.
That'd be stupid. Is it? Check.
No, it's not.
It's not
online multiplayer. Only.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's more too bad, because that means there's got to be people to online to play.
Oh, man. That looks pretty cool.
All right. Next up is Hypnospace Outlaws, posted by Warconius.
Warconius. What is this?
The fuck?
It looks super strange.
It is. Let's see. Oh, man. I hate it when they get creative with the description on the Steam page. It is tagged as a 90s sim point-and-click alternate history.
Wow, this is weird. This looks like that game that you showed us the other day about the history of the director.
Oh, the
Steven Spielberg
film. Yeah. Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks super 90s. You know, there's like really pixelated and low-quality imagery. A lot of coins flying around, but it's hard to tell what exactly is going on.
The first 2 seconds said, what if you could browse the internet while asleep? So it's, you're plugging in and while you're sleeping, using your conscious to go through whatever hypnospace they've created. So it's like plugging into those like
people
90s
like
AOL matrix.
Yeah. I don't know. Like a dream internet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But people like it.
Yeah.
$20.
If you could be on one web page when you're asleep, which one would it be?
YouTube.
That makes sense.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. YouTube or Netflix.
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Jim Carrey's website? It was used to be super cool back 10 years ago. It's like a drawing, and then you can interact with everything on the website. It's like a widescreen. You ever been there, Bobby?
No.
I thought you were typing it in.
Speaking of websites, we never Urban Dictionary our names. That's super random, true. I know, but I just know, like 6 weeks ago.
Let's do it, Bobby, before we forget.
Oh, later. Okay. No?
No, right. Let's just do it because we're going to forget. I'm drinking.
Okay, so Urban
Outfitters. Dictionary. You know, let me check out if they have any shirts, too. And...
All right.
Well, for Chi, it's probably going to talk about, like, boobs. The Chinese energy, right?
What? Are we Urban Dictionary? No,
went straight to boobs, sorry.
Oh, mine probably is just energy, first thing.
Yeah.
Mobius in chat just mentioned something about Fractal Josh donating 100. I wasn't here when he donated, so who is Fractal Josh?
Yeah, probably.
Who's the Fractal Josh? Oh, yeah, the
recent donation. That wasn't from today. That was from a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he someone I should know?
He's big on Twitter. He's like a gaming personality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a fan of the podcast.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We had a little back and forth, and he wants to be on the podcast eventually, but...
Really? I never knew this.
On Twitter.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got like a few hundred thousand people following him.
Yeah, except me.
Okay, so Chi, yeah. Energy that flows through every living nature, science of Chi control, yeah.
Now scroll down to the good stuff.
She is an Asian girl that is very polite and fragile. She always looking
fragile.
She's always looking damn hot.
What the fuck?
However, she has poor vision and usually wears glasses. She is high spirit and always fun to be around, but tends to be shy when you first meet her. She is a perfect balance of everything.
Damn. What the hell?
Damn, did you see Chi? She is looking fine.
Damn, you cannot read right now.
I know. My brain is not working at all,
man. How is that the second one? Like, how many cheese?
Well, one is
like
a top
wrote definition. That.
It's just whoever. Anybody can edit.
That's awesome.
Let's get a Bobby in there.
Go Bobby or Robert?
Wait, what is
it? Bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
Yeah. Autocorrect.
Bobby. Somebody else read.
Bobby's an insane funny person who is nice and caring, but if you annoy him... and his friends, you should hope you live near a hospital.
Dang.
What?
Okay.
That Bobby's an insane child.
Used in a sentence.
This one's a little long.
Yeah, the other one's a little long.
I'm not reading all that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Reynaldo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That won't be on there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it will.
NALDO.
Can I say this? Can I do this?
Do it.
Reynaldo is a hot, sexy, steamy Latin lover. Very exotic. Knows how to give his lady just what she needs. Dominant and well endowed. Cool, calm, collected, suave. Have you seen how all the girls just fall at Reynaldo's feet? Reynaldo? Am I rolling I can't roll my R's. That's the closest I get.
Reynaldo.
Reynaldo.
Do you roll that one?
Reynaldo.
Reynaldo. Reynaldo. Reynaldo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually can show.
Damn,
you exactly
this is so fucking spot on, guys. It's ridiculous. I fucking love this.
Why do you think he brought it up? Because he wrote it on the way over here.
No, I did. It's from Kitty Cat. What's up, Kitty?
Emilio. Oh, this is totally true.
Oh,
can we read
these are
all
good.
Of it? Can you read it?
Oh, yeah, I'll read
let's
it.
Let's go back and
no,
forth.
No, 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 no. Bobby's going to read.
Okay. All right.
This is poorly written, so I just want to say that.
He wants to make sure I know how to talk, guys. Just letting you guys know.
He's the best guy you'll ever meet. Every time he sees you sad, he will give it all to see you happy again. He might be shy or outgoing or both. He has chocolate eyes, raven swathed hair, muscular arms, a great attitude, a huge heart, a bit chubby but super cute.
Oh my
chubby.
God, that's you, dude!
That's
man.
Super cute.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Oh, it's Emmy, your ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Written by a Naruto fan.
Yeah,
apparently. You went out with a Naruto fan?
No.
No.
Right.
Apparently I date 5-year olds. Because
you cannot fucking spell for shit or grammar stuff.
I mean, swaft. I doubt a 5-year-old would use the word swaft.
All right. You know, we forgot one thing. This could have been a listener question, but I thought I'd put it in with On the Radar. You want to save it for listener questions?
No, we could do it now.
Okay. All right. This is from Curd the Apex. I was glad to see you are playing more indie games and even tried out Tome Roguelite, even if you were turned off by the old graphics.
That's the one I didn't like. That was the one that was like really hardcore RPG.
Yeah. Have you checked out Cogmind or Caves of Cued? Quad?
I always say Cud in my head, but yeah. I don't know.
Both are considered great roguelikes and have great visual styles.
I am all roguelike up right now. I'm enjoying both of the ones that I have right now. I've been playing Dungreed a lot. I didn't put it on the show notes because there's not much more to say about it. I'm really enjoying
Thank
it.
God.
Yeah. And Convoy, I'm enjoying it a lot too right now. I haven't played either one of those, but Caves of Cud always comes up.
Oh, by the way, I tried FTL.
Yeah.
I have no clue what the fuck I was doing. So I was in there for probably some guys went into my ship.
Yeah. You know you can pause at any time and combine right. and pick what to do.
We'll try it again later.
So you can pause and command.
Like, I was clicking everywhere. I don't know what the fuck to do. I was pressing like all the buttons on the keyboard. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. There's no tutorial.
It's mostly clicking, right?
Is they all click?
Well, why didn't you just go to YouTube and look up a how to play FTL? Dreaming.
Oh, because it was just I know I kind of just wanted to be an excuse to be like, you know, I shouldn't be playing this anymore.
Yeah.
No. It's like I just thought
there's no way that everyone in the world is wrong, dude.
No. I just thought I'm gonna ask you, and then you can kind of just show me.
It's been so long.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I can fire it up.
It's not that hard to figure it out, though. Yeah. I mean, like,
I tried it for 5 minutes, and I was just clicking on everything.
Play on
I
easy.
Don't think I don't some guys came on my ship, fucked me up, and then bounced.
On that, on that game, easy is actually normal.
I've never played a game like this in my life. I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. I have no experience in any of these type of games. So
gotcha.
I have no clue.
Try it again.
I will.
All right.
One day.
We really need to start the fucking homework segment. Maybe we'll
Did
do
we
it.
Have one? Did
yeah.
we have one? Didn't work
I had to play
then?
FTL and I tried yeah. it.
But you have to play at least 2 hours.
Damn it. That's hard.
Yeah.
I wonder if you played The Sims, Emilio.
Huh?
Did you play The Sims?
I thought we were doing one at a time. No?
I thought The Sims was the first one. Like, that was the original homework assignment.
Oh, it was. I totally forgot. I'm drunk, guys. I need to be reminded.
I'm getting there. Dude, right. Be drunk.
You can save it. Because I guess I got to play this. Sims 4, you said?
Jean? Yeah.
That's the one that comes with...
Premiere.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, try it.
I will do that.
Make us as the characters.
You should. Put us in a house.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should do it. Put us all in there.
What's the tagline? And then when the
real world
gets,
DLG.
When the world gets real or... God damn it, I don't remember.
That is so fucking...
The tagline for The Sims?
No, the tagline for Real World.
Oh, I don't know.
Everybody gets together, and then the world is real when the... I don't know. Fuck. I can't think of it.
All right. So let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, this was $20. You know, it released for $40.
That came out a month ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Ubisoft is having a sale right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get Blood Dragon for $6. Primal is $10.
How much is $5? That way you can get them both.
I think 20. They might have a package.
They might have a package. Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a look.
They still haven't played 5, and I've been dying to play it. I kind of want to do a little co-op with someone. If anyone's down and play Fallout. Damn it. That too. If anyone wants to play Fallout 76. But if anyone wants to play Far Cry 5 with me, do a little co-op, I want to try it.
Ray, has your gaming changed since has your gaming life changed since joining the podcast? Or no?
Well, here's the thing.
I see a lot more of you.
Well, because I stopped driving Lyft.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Now I get off work and I can actually go home and game again. And it's right. amazing. So, and I'm actually going to start streaming again. So cool. I'm going to start doing that. But I can play again, man. It's amazing. I love it.
Yep.
It's $20 for 5.
$20, $40 for both. Yeah, I'm getting them, man. I've been wanting to play Far Cry 5. I have it
How many other Far Cry's have you played?
The one where what's the fuck
you're on the island?
No.
Those are your options.
4 was the last one I bought.
Oh, okay. 4 yeah. was good.
Yeah. I never played the original.
Very. It's probably the only game that's ever been set in the Himalayas.
And maybe? Then I got Primal for free.
I guess there was a Tomb Raider. Anyway, Far Cry New Dawn is their, let's call it the 0.5. So they would come out with a major one, and then they have a 0.5 that comes out shortly after, usually at a cheaper price point. And you get less content, usually. I don't know how much content is in this one. I've played it for 4 hours. I played today.
I just love how Far Cry 5 looks graphics-wise.
Nobody... There's no surprising things here. This is Far Cry. When Far Cry 5 came out, it was pretty janky, had a lot of bugs, and I just learned to love it after forcing myself to play it. After forcing myself to play it for 4 hours, I'm talking about Far Cry 5 here, I learned to love it, and then I just beat the game. Like, I played it all the way through, and not completionist, but pretty... I did a lot. And then this one picks off, like, right when... not story-wise, but I mean gameplay and the way that it plays. It's a polished game. There's no jankiness. There's no bugginess. It's just... it's ready to go right out of the box. Here you are. Here's the bad guys. Have your fun. Like, it's almost like fan service. It's almost like fan service. It's just like, here you go. Just fucking, here's a playground. Just go.
Is it helpful to play any of the previous Far Cries for any story?
5. You have to play 5 for this.
Oh, so this one you definitely have to play.
Not really. It turns... So at the end of 5, spoilers, the bombs drop. Missile nukes go off in the valley that you're in.
Oh.
And this is like 30 years later, and everything's irradiated and mutated, and it's kind of like Mad Max-ish. It kind of reminds me of a game that's not even out yet. It reminds me of id Software, the game that's coming out with all the colors.
Rage 2? No.
Rage 2.
Oh, Rage 2.
Yeah, but not as intense as Rage 2. Anyway, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to continue to play it for sure. I had to like pull myself away from this to do the show notes for today. And I don't know why I can't. I apologize. I can't speak today. I can't speak. I can't read. I don't know. I don't know what went wrong.
I don't know, man. I think you didn't play any Dungreed today. That's why you're kind of shitty.
My equilibrium's all off.
Yeah. You need some roguelike right now.
It's true.
Maybe you need some of Ray's energy drink over
there. Yeah, you do. Oh, my God. Dude, this shit's amazing. I don't know what it is. Game Fuel. So hopefully someone from Mountain Dew is listening to the podcast right now. I love this. I think it's really fucking good. It's not too crazy on the sugar.
But it has sugar.
But it has a bunch of sugar. But it's not that crazy.
It has a unique lid.
So, yeah, the lid's freaking awesome. You pop, you pop it, and you slide it. And then it's really cool. You can put it away if you're not big on energy drinks. It's not that... Actually, I'm really fucking pumped right now. I don't know if you noticed. I got a little bit of energy. I had one, and it's funny because it says it helps you with alertness, accuracy, and accuracy. So you want to get in some Apex? Get some of this fucking Game Fuel. But that should be like the fucking slogan. Get some fucking Game Fuel. It'll help you with your alertness and
accuracy. There's quite a few streamers that have their own energy like stuff. Like Tyler One has his own energy stuff. Dr. Disrespect, I thought at one point, had his own.
Oh, Bobby's Amazon. He might be getting back into his old ways.
But Bobby only drinks sugar free.
Yeah, this has got sugar, man.
That's like some like old drug thing being like, oh, there's new crack?
It's good. I like it.
The biggest takeaway from New Dawn is a new thing called Expeditions, and I really, really like this. So this is something where, you know, everybody knows Far Cry. You attack strongholds. Oh, let me talk about strongholds real quick. So as soon as you take a stronghold, as per usual, like a good Far Cry game will have 30 or 40, like 30 strongholds. And they're fun. And you like to do them, right? Everybody likes to do them. It's the key thing in Far Cry games. But as soon as you take it now, you can scavenge it and leave. And then the bad guys will repopulate it with twice the defense. And then it'll be harder the second time.
Okay.
But that's up to you. You don't have to do it. And then you can do it a third time. So there's 3 levels of difficulty for every stronghold. And they just get compounded and more difficult.
I would
Yeah. And you get more and more resources. Resources are really strong in this game because you're trying to rebuild an entire society. And they need, you know, fuel and bolts and... titanium and all this stuff, and you're just finding it everywhere. So resources are very scarce and very important, to the point where like if I'm driving and I see some on the side of the road, I will stop and pick it up. Like it's really
it's not like The Witcher where you're overwhelmed by all the polys or, to pick and
all the
whatnot.
Plants and stuff. Yeah. No, it's not really the plant. The plants aren't, don't, I didn't like that so much in five, so many plants. Mm-hmm. This one is kind of like only a few plants, so that's good. There's something to, like, I'm cool with picking up a bunch of bolts. If it's a purple plant, I'm like, oh, fucking plants. Yeah, it's the same goddamn, harvesting. You just push E.
Have you ever picked up a plant in Fallout?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't, because I fuck plants. I feel the same way, man.
But let me get back to the expedition. So, first of all, I like that about the strongholds. And now the expeditions, there's a guy with a helicopter, and he will take you around the world to different places where there's bad guys and they have loot. He drops you off. You go and steal like a package, and then you have to get to where he is so he can take you out of there. So you're basically stealing resources from the bad guys' bases around the world. And what's cool about it is the set pieces are completely different. They're not in this valley. They're like all over the place. So the first one is like on a aircraft carrier. Second one's in like Arizona. So you have desert, like completely different from the rest of the game. A desert with like on a bridge, which is really cool because there's only a two-way dynamic on that bridge. The third one, was it an amusement park in like Russia? And so completely different than just the wilderness that you're, it's kind of departure. You just kind of like really cool set pieces just to break up the monotony of being in the valley the entire game.
That's cool. I mean?
And you can do it whenever you want, and that's you just cool. Get more resources. I like everything about this game, guys. It's one of the better Far Cries I've ever played.
And it's like, what, 10 hours, 12 hours? That's what it was saying on how long is it?
Sure.
Yeah, it was about 12 and a half hours for the main story, 24 hours for the full game.
There you go.
For 20 bucks? Yeah.
Done.
So this wasn't meant to be a completely new release. It's meant to be the, like you said, the 0.5.
The 0.5, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's and the a color, full game that is meant to be more or less an expansion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You know, you're driving in the same valley. It's exact, and there's no, they're not hiding it. Yeah, okay. We use all the resources again. And the colors are nice. There hasn't been a one that's been this colorful. There hasn't been a Far Cry this colorful.
Awesome.
Yeah. I wish they would have got a little bit crazier with the mutations, but that's just a personal preference.
Mm-hmm. All right, The Division 2.
Woo! Oh, wait. No, I love it. I can't. I played... Fuck me, dude. I played 15 hours straight yesterday.
Jeez.
Wow.
15 fucking hours straight. There was one guy, Lance, in the Discord that was there probably like playing different games, right? But just hearing me the whole time, either fucking dying, getting really mad.
That's not Flying Hawaiian. That's like, the other Lance, right?
Yeah, the other Lance. Okay. We got a new person on our Discord. And... Fuck, man, I love this
You felt
game.
A lot of pressure to catch up to everybody, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. You know, I was the one that like spoke the most about this game. Yeah. And then I saw everyone like, you know, through gear level 300. And I was like, fuck this. I'm beating everyone right now.
Yeah.
Day off. Let's go. 10 in the morning started. I went to sleep at 3.
Jeez, dude.
Dude, I got every Shade Tech, every side mission, every main mission, everything available to this point. I tried. The only thing I'm missing is to level up to level 50 in the Dark Zone. But the game's fun, man. It's fucking fun. I can't wait till they fix the bugs in the last stronghold. I've been getting so many messages from everyone in Discord. It's some are hilarious. Some are really cool. Appreciate them. But it's really funny. It's like, Ray, I just bought this game, but this game sucks. You're fucking paying me for this fucking game.
Honestly, that's kind of... I played the demo. I was underwhelmed.
It's really a lot better than the demo. Yeah.
You know what, and you know what's crazy? Everyone that's bought it is loving it. Only one person on our Discord said, eh. And he said, maybe when rubber I tried nuts. Again. Yeah, rubber nuts.
Yeah. And I was there right with him, dude. I played and I was like, eh. Played it again. And then right around the fifth hour that I was in, I played with a group. Now that we have a clan and I was able to join a clan.
Our clan's level 10, by the way. It's going up.
Yep. And then I was having fun. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm really enjoying this. And then there's set pieces where you feel like you're in an action movie. And they're coming from everywhere. And you're just like calling shit out. But like you're not role playing. But you have to. It's one of those things where you're role playing because... You have to because it's the best way to get through the game. You got guys over here coming on the left. We're getting flanked on the left. And then I don't know. It's definitely getting it. I'm seeing what you're saying now for sure. I'm only like level 18 or something like that, but I did that in one day. I went from like 10 to 8 in like 4 hours because I had somebody higher level than me and not power leveling me because it's all equalized or whatever, but yeah. I was having a great time.
Like you can power level, but that's once you get to the world tiers because that's when the gear level happens. So let's say some gear's dropping for someone. This is kind of, it's not as fun doing it this way, but if you want to do it, you know, hit us up on Discord. We can help you out. But if, let's say something drops for me, obviously it's going to drop higher level, and then I'll just drop it for you because we're in the same party.
Like literally drop it on the floor.
Drop it on the ground.
And then
yeah.
you'll be, and then you can go back yeah. to your level, your own levels, and just rape, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's pretty much it. So like something, when it drops for you, it'll be, let's say 200. And yeah. then it drops for me and it's my level. So then I'll just drop it for you and then you'll start getting a bunch of gear. You're like my level.
They're going to have to patch that out.
It happened in the first one too. It's this thing. Yeah. But it's just a lot. Of, I don't know.
It probably doesn't matter once you get to world tiers.
It also doesn't matter because, like, for instance, if you're level 20, 30 and I'm dropping this gear for you, it's not doing anything until you actually get to the world tier. And then once you're in the world tier, it actually really, really does something.
Okay.
But it's just a quick little shortcut. You know, but it's not, I honestly, guys, don't recommend it. I know a bunch of you guys have messaged me. I don't really recommend it. It kind of kills the fun in the game. It's kind of like, I will help you guys out if you guys need it, but play it, dude. It's fucking fun.
Play it as intended. Is
yeah.
What you mean.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know about this. People have been very cool. Apparently there's a huge spoiler at the end of the game, at the end of the main mission. And the game changes after that, right?
Everyone's been so great with it, man. I love it.
Everybody's been really cool about
it. No one wants to say anything.
And
it's good.
What that tells me is that it's so good that people don't want to fuck it up for other people.
Exactly. Cause
so I have good. An idea of what it is, but like I'm pretty excited for that too. I'm enjoying it way more than I thought it would. I wish all this enthusiasm, all of this was directed towards Anthem. So I'd be playing that.
Oh my god!
But unfortunately, I have to follow like what everybody's playing, but so I can play with people. There's probably like two or three people that would say that they'd rather be playing Anthem, but I'm definitely getting the appeal now. And I guess that's all there is to be said.
There's so much because like there's sets, you know, your armor, you know, you build, you have these builds. It's a RPG, man. It's great. You can, it's only going to get better once the raids come out, once World Tier 5 comes out.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love this game. Just stay in there. Don't get frustrated because it is hard. It's a very hard game.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that. That's probably one of the most refreshing things about this game is the difficulty. You mm-hmm. cannot get lazy for a little bit.
Mm-mm.
You constantly have to think about your cover.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're covered from, where you're getting flanked from. These are all things that you have to, if you're, like I said, maybe one in five times you just walk towards the enemy and like try to shotgun them or whatever, it works. But mm-hmm. the rest of the times you're just going to get fucking gunned the fuck down. You need to play tactically and it's refreshing. It doesn't hold your hand. Don't fuck around or you're not going to get anywhere in this game. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And don't feel bad asking for backup. Ask for that backup, man. I requested backup. I had to. Sometimes you just can't.
A lot of these missions aren't really even intended for you to do them on your own. I think they want you to start calling for backup.
Yeah.
And all that means is you send up a virtual flare, and it lets everybody know in your area, and then they could just teleport you to your mission and
it'll
help you out.
Up the matchmaking. It's pretty
not
cool.
Just to your clan, but to everybody in the world. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It throws you in a party. And just a bunch of randoms. And because there's people that are like, oh, you know, I'm a single player person, right? That's one thing a lot of people, I don't want to play this because I'm single player. I like the single player. You know what? Honestly, if you request, if you go into the matchmaking to find other agents, they're just imagine if you really don't want to play with anyone, just think of it this way. Mute the fuck out of everyone. Think they're NPCs just running with you. They'll help you progress through the mission. You kill everyone. Get the boss. Get the loot, get the fuck out of the group, go back to single player until you need the help again.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
There's secrets everywhere.
Yeah.
There's hard secrets we couldn't even figure out. We had to go to YouTube and it still didn't help us because there's so much in this game. It, like, people, there's no very, very thorough ways of figuring things out. Like, you just have to figure shit out if you want, or you just keep moving.
Yeah.
Basically, do whatever you want. There's nothing outstandingly wrong with this game. I can't say, like, the worst thing about The Division is this. I can't. It's, like, it's solid all the way through.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we've talked about it a lot.
Well, Zerks in chat is asking, do you save your side missions till the end, or you do them as you go?
I save them till the end. The missions, they'll scale. Instead of getting, you know, let's say the first time the mission comes up, it'll give you 10,000 experience. Every level you go up, it'll scale up. It'll give you 20,000, 30,000, depending what level you are. So I save them all towards the end. Plus, I got more mods, I think, out of it, too. So I saved all my side missions, and I did... you know, I did other things to level up. Just hit me up on Discord, and then I'll help you guys out.
People have been saying that the fastest way to level is do the main missions. Mm-hmm. But when you're, say, you're level 10, and the main mission is level 12, at that point, do some side missions, whichever ones you want, until you're 12, then continue. And yeah, that's the fastest way.
Yeah, always try to do the main missions first, side missions after. Because, like, every main mission pretty much brings you up a level.
Yeah,
but there's only, like, what, there's 20?
Yeah.
You know, so there's like that in between.
Yeah.
But then there's three strongholds. So, you know, just measure it. But keep the side missions towards the end.
Or fuck leveling fast and just play as you want. You're going to be leveling.
Take your time.
Yeah. I have fun just running around on the streets doing those control points.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Once you get to it, just play it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, join our...
join our clan.
Who can they talk to?
They can talk to me, Mr. F and Sweet. They can talk Lion. To... they can talk to you, Ender Logic. You can also...
Oh, am I a leader?
Yeah.
Wow, sweet.
Killer Clown.
I have no idea how to promote you.
And Pinfall, Beirut, and Captain Gummy.
Okay.
And Captain Gummy.
Cool.
What's the clan name?
DLG.
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 And we have a huge Illuminati symbol on it.
And you know what's funny is my game on Ubisoft is DLG Ender's Logic. So now I'm DLG, DLG Ender's Logic. Which is barf, barf, Ender's Logic, basically.
Yeah. Well, Chad's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
DLG, DLG.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when you guys did that, you're like, come on, Bobby, we got to do this to promote the podcast. I'm like, that's the stupidest idea ever. Dude. I'm not doing that shit. So. Yeah. And that's why, years later.
And that's a Division for you guys. Play it.
Did anyone get a chance to play Apex Legends with the Season 1 Battle Pass?
Yes, I did. So I didn't go crazy. I think my the initial level of hype that I had for Apex Legends has definitely died off. But I still enjoy playing the game very much so. And I can say the same for solo queuing and or playing with friends. With the new battle pass, first and foremost, the language that they officially describe everything is very confusing for...
I actually didn't know what was happening. I thought I had to pay $30 or something, $38 for the battle pass. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So I think the cheapest amount you can get the battle pass for is $9.99. I believe when you purchase the lowest tier of Apex coins, you can use that to unlock the first tier of Battle Pass, which is 950 Apex coins. And with this, there's two different ones. There's a Premier and there's the basic Battle Pass. With the Premier, you actually get 25 free levels and you get that boost in free skins and other items. Otherwise, you would normally have to grind it out with the original Battle Pass. The skins themselves, you do get some exclusive character skins. For a Lifeline, Wraith, and Mirage, but I don't think they're actually any better than some of the other skins available. And, of course, the biggest thing is they launched Octane, which is probably way up there in terms of, like, preferred characters to play.
That guy's Mexican, and he's fucking awesome.
He's a very small hitbox, almost like Wraith, if not smaller than Wraith. He is super speedy. And he has a passive healing ability because when he uses his stim pack, he uses his HP, but at the same time, he moves so fast. Early looting as Octane is hands down one of the best things. And the launch pad has probably the quickest ultimate ability. that I haven't really utilized in a way where it put me like strategically in a battlefield, but it has helped with just mobility and getting to places. Octane's a lot of fun to play. He has an awesome personality. Definitely worth going back and loading
he's
up
like
Apex
a
to try him
fool.
Out.
He's like crazy fool. I like it.
No, but definitely if you haven't loaded up Apex in a little bit, try out Octane. See how you like him. The Battle Pass, I bought it just because it's going to be worth it for me, considering how often and how much I play Apex.
Yeah,
unlocking the skins would be really cool.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about time, right? The The game was free to play. Just throw that money in that battle pass, dude, man.
One of the game. Top things on Reddit one day was like number four on Reddit was, I feel like getting your, what is it? You get a box, right? At the
Apex.
When you level.
Apex thing.
Apex crate. It's like
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like they're getting harder and harder to get, which makes me feel like I'm working to get crates.
Yeah, because once you get to the gold level of your, like, once you're
it's harder
gold,
to get,
it's
right?
Every three levels you get one.
Right. But it's a free game.
I know.
Fuck the write-off. Like, you got an amazing game for free.
It's
like,
free.
Shut the fuck up.
It's fucking free. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it seems like is a higher population of hackers potentially now. But there's so many people playing this game.
It had to happen.
It really sucks.
It really, it's like, there's no way, right, ever in the fucking history of gaming to get rid of hackers. There's no fucking way.
No, there is.
What?
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. It's the Stadia thing. and the other thing, apparently people are cheating a lot on
Division?
Division.
Yeah. That's that.
Really? Oh.
It's a thing.
I was like,
well, with Apex, at least it's a hardware ban. At least.
Oh, yeah. That's the hardest ban I've ever seen. A hardware ban? Has that ever been done before?
Yeah, it has.
In what game?
Fuck. It's happened. Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
No, it has happened before. Fuck. Brain fart.
Okay, moving on.
It always comes to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now
I get to
podcast.
Talk about Star Wars forever and ever here. Okay. So we talked about last week the Dark Forces remastered.
Did you play it?
I did. Yeah.
I tried downloading it and I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. So the way you get past that is you've got to, it sends you to this guy's Google Drive and like everybody's trying to download this.
Mm-hmm.
So of course it stopped. So what you got to do is right click on it. Go to add to my drive. And then once it's in your drive, you have to right click on it and go to make a copy. And then it'll copy it over to your Google Drive and you can download the copy.
That happens faster than an actual download.
Damn.
Oh, because it's Google to Google, I guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that
well,
makes
you
fucking
add it to your
sense.
Drive and that means it just shows up in your Google Drive, but then you make a copy, which happens. Really
Bobby, you'd be a fantastic spy.
God damn it.
Well, there's not too much to it. I mean, it was like 7 gigs or something. It looks amazing, but I'm going to get to the video here. Like, it looks amazing. It's the Unreal Engine. The lighting is fantastic. They've got all
so
of Mos Eisley. Like, they've got the Cantina. They've got Docking Bay 94. They've got a few other docking bays with some ships in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything looks amazing, but it's, you know, it's not even a beta. It's just like a... Like just a demo,
proof of concept. Really?
What's it called? Yeah. Like more a than gallery? That. Like what's that type of thing when it's just like a gallery type gaming where you just walk in and just it's like a gallery, like a
there's
showcase.
There's a word, yeah, showcase.
Walking
there you
sim,
go.
Or,
showcase.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's
name
a word
for it.
For it, but that's basically what this is. Like you can't do anything. You can shoot. I think you can jump and crouch, but everything feels real clunky and real janky. But this is all stuff that will eventually get added to the game, but. Playing it, I was just, you can only spend about 5 minutes in here. It's not even really a game, but I was just thinking like, there's no way they're going to pull this off, man. There's no way they're going to rebuild this whole game. Like that's so much work. I mean, what we're seeing now looks fantastic, but this is the easiest part.
You but know? This might bring in a lot of interest and a lot of funding and a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
if they do like a Kickstarter or GoFundMe, then yeah, maybe, but dude, a bunch of money. Great. But still like you have to actually make the game.
But these guys know how to make games, correct?
Yeah, you know, I don't... They said someone from Obsidian was involved.
Yeah, if they have one developer making this like a fun thing, you know, they should, you know, they're actually going to... Like that guy wants it to happen. So he probably saw it posted on Reddit. Some guy said, I'm going to do it. And he went, fuck yes. And then he just jumped on it.
Isn't it funny, Bobby, when you say something like, I don't know if this is going to happen, but then only... just by you saying that, then they get the DL Gaming bump. Yeah. Then it's all over. They're going to get all that money.
This is my concern, though. Like, they can make this game. I don't know if they're going to want to. You're talking about so many hours of development to get this thing where
this will be years.
There's a lot of interest, dude. Lot of interest.
Well, they need a lot more people and a lot of money, probably, too.
And also, don't they need permission?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
That's going to be the hard part.
Yeah, like if this could totally get taken down.
It could, but then the developer can be fucking smart and be like, holy shit, they started something already. Oh, no, let's just fucking hire these guys.
Disney's not.
Why don't they do that? It's so fucking stupid.
Big business.
Some of them do, but Disney, no.
Yeah.
Disney. doesn't really care much about that. So, yeah, that's the other side of it, too. Like, legally, I don't think this thing could ever be made. I mean, it's nice. It looks cool, and it shows you, like, what could be, but I honestly don't think it's going to happen. We'll just forget about it. And,
yeah. Speaking of what could be, have you guys seen that photorealism video on Unreal?
Glad you brought that up.
Unreal 4 Engine.
So, that's the one with the NVIDIA. I thought it was NVIDIA.
Who, what, where, what?
Where somebody draws something janky and then makes it into photorealistic.
What? No, look it up. Just photorealism, Unreal.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, I was going to open the door, but then the dog comes in. Is it worth it?
It's called Rebirth. It's
hot in here.
Basically, it's...
what the fuck is that?
It's a couple different studios coming together to... in the Unreal Engine 4, they merge photorealism, so you feel like you're watching a movie.
Wow.
A gorgeous fucking movie. We're talking along the lines of Tron.
And GDC, they showed another video, which was the fairy one, where the fairies kind of...
Oh,
to show off the ray tracing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
It'll be impressive when they can do people, though. That's always the biggest challenge.
It really is, because it's the whole uncanny valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really hard to do humans. Although...
do you remember Final Fantasy, the movie?
Yeah.
When that came out?
Yeah. The Spirits Within or something like that.
Shitty movie, but it looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
For its time.
So, on the... another thing on graphics. So, NVIDIA came up with this thing where... their AI is able to interpret what the human is trying to do and do a photorealistic picture of the picture. So it's just like brown. And then so NVIDIA interpret, and then you put in, this is supposed to be a mountain, right? So then you just put brown. That's it. Like, you don't even have to draw it. And then NVIDIA just makes a mountain, right? Like a beautiful photorealistic mountain. Then the guy gets a blue ink in the computer and just goes down the middle, and NVIDIA by itself realizes that's supposed to be a waterfall and puts a photorealistic waterfall in
it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
NVIDIA has amazing fucking AI possibilities with their graphics cards.
I think it's really interesting that they keep like teasing all this stuff that they're doing. Oh, Bobby, do you know about like thisisnotaperson.com or whatever it is?
Yeah, where Google made up some people.
No, but now there's a website, and then every time you go there and refresh, it's a new fake person. And man, do they look real.
Really?
Yeah.
Do it.
Just fake people all day.
What if one day you went on that website and you saw a picture of yourself?
Mind blown. We're in the Matrix, guys.
I'd probably be the evil doppelganger.
We're in the Matrix.
Right?
We're in the Matrix.
The other chi is the sweet one.
You see your face on there, and then you go, what? And then you feel a tap on your shoulder.
Oh! That's a movie right there, guys. Let's
Mobius is behind you. The real Mobius. Red pill, blue pill, Mobius.
That's awesome.
All right, so after playing that Dark Forces remastered demo, I really wanted to play some Star Wars games, so I loaded up.
Come on!
No, this isn't even the first Jedi Knight. This is the second one.
Oh, okay, then.
This is the second one. Okay. Totally
upgraded.
Totally different. Yeah, because I played the first one. It's been about, 2011 was the last time I played Jedi Outcast. So I was like, it's about time. I found a great patch. It was like the FX 3.0 patch that you just put it in, and it does all the high-res textures, fixes all the little stuff, and the game runs so well and looks really good, like surprisingly good.
Nice.
Like, except for the lighting. Like, even this right here, these screenshots, this looks like garbage compared to the texture pack that I'm using.
I'm sure you could find the YouTube of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if I can do that. We'll see if I can do it in talk. That's going to be the biggest thing.
So I get a little confused with all these things that I've never played, Bobby. So I imagine, what was the first one of from these companies?
Dark Forces.
Yeah, Dark Forces. Dark basically Forces. Like Star Wars, Duke Nukem, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so
1 and 2.
Star Wars, Dark Forces, 1 and 2.
And then these Jedi Outcast games started coming out.
Okay, 1 and 2?
Yeah, it kind of has a Call of Duty thing going on. Yeah. You had Dark Forces, then Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, and then you had Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and then the last one they just called Jedi Academy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jedi Academy.
So but, it's kind of like a whole Call of
all
Duty.
All great games.
And which one is heralded as the best?
The second one, in my opinion, Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight.
Yeah, okay. My opinion sucks for these games because I just like them all and they're just fun. So
it's interesting because I was really big on Knights of the Old Republic, but it never made me branch out to any other Star Wars title. Mm. Literally, Knights of the Old Republic is the only Star Wars game I've ever touched.
It's also known as really? Like one of the best games, story-wise, as any story.
You know. Who made it again?
Was it Obsidian, I think, right?
Obsidian? Oh. Yeah.
Was it Obsidian?
Pretty sure. Jedi Knight.
Knights of the Old Republic?
Knights of the Old Republic, I mean.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So, I've been playing this game.
Yeah, this looks much better.
Yeah.
What is the... Yeah, that's like the so gun neat. Looks fantastic.
I can replay this and it looks better. This,
aim assist. Oh, what this is an
inch. Yeah, the aim assist you have to turn off in the console. It's super annoying. This part is actually funny here. Like, this guy only moves. You're taking him hostage. It only moves when you have the cursor on him. It took me a moment to realize that. But I'm trying to find a cutscene here because, I mean, this game came out a long time ago and the cutscenes are like the mouths are moving like so creepily. It's a sight to behold. Also, what's really weird here, like every time you play these old games, there's always some weird stuff that's going to happen just because they never really, you know, they didn't really think of it. So when you're in these firefights with these stormtroopers, like first of all, the AI is not good, but when you're in these firefights with the stormtroopers, they'll constantly call out stuff and you can totally tell it's just random shit that they'll be saying because it doesn't make any sense. Like you'll be in this big long firefight. With them, you're shooting them in the head, like they're dropping, and then like one will run up to you and say, "Hey, let's see some ID." Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I think we're beyond that point now.
I've literally killed your entire office.
Yeah, so funny stuff like that happens.
This looks pretty good. This looks like, you know, like an indie that would come out today, graphics wise.
It's great. I mean, they changed a little bit of how you get the force powers from Jedi Knight, which I had never really liked, but this game is so long. This game is, I'm about a third of the way through it, and I'm like 3 hours into it.
It was so easy for them to make environments back then, because they're so repetitive. You know, they're not unique.
Yeah, well, every level, usually when you go to a new level, then it's very different. But, yeah. So, I'm enjoying my time with that game. I will probably be streaming it a little bit.
Thank you, Insidious.
Maybe this week.
So, we just got like $16, $18 for Insidious.
Sorry.
He says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch shots on me.
That's from Trivia Night.
Trivia Night, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm only here for Chi. with a lot of gay flags.
Thank you so much. Hopefully I see you one of these upcoming
Well, we're coming
nights.
To Trivia Night this week, this upcoming week.
Okay, I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there.
Brian loved it so much.
Toast Crunch shots will be on me.
We're so hot that we opened the door and Chi's in a hoodie with a hood on.
What? Yeah. You guys are hot? I got cold. I think it's because you opened the door.
Well, that's why we opened it, because it was so hot in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I put my coat on. It's just like naturally. Well, so, I realized I put my coat on, but I didn't like.
I like that coat minus
I didn't realize you had the door open.
Yes.
More than
negative fucking
negative
degree.
Negative 2.
Oh, my gosh.
But, on Twitch, if for those guys listening right now, someone on Twitch send us some biddies. So it's pretty cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice. Always. Trying to pull up a cutscene here with their jabberjaw mouth. Okay, maybe it's not happening. I'll find another one. So before I played this game,
he's talking another shout back to fucking Trivia Night when Admiral Beef won. Said, "Suck my motherfucking
no." He's dude, you cannot read.
There's
shit.
A stick in my way.
You can. You cannot read. Holy shit!
Suck a dick, motherfuckers.
I brought Admiral this up. Beef. Last week, if you guys remember, suck my dick, motherfuckers.
When we're only reading this shit because he's tipping us every time.
That's the only reason we're reading this shit. If not, we tell him to fuck off.
A little more tips, a nipple might come out. Sorry, Bobby. You were on a roll.
Yeah, I was killing
sorry,
it.
Sorry. Just,
So, yeah, I was playing a lot of this game, but before I did that, I decided, hey, man, I got to finish Knights of the Old Republic 2. Mm-hmm. I actually finished the game, but I was playing the Restored Content mod, and it also had this add-on planet called M478, which was like an all-droid planet.
All new to you?
Mm-hmm. This is the one, so I don't know if it was originally in there or if it's completely fan-made.
Some animations are a little dated.
Yeah. Well, this game is like from 2004, so yeah, it's a little goofy. But this... this M478 planet, man, it was long and it was boring and it was tough to get through.
AR. I mean, an automatic rifle.
Yeah, it's, I mean, all the droids in Star Wars are always like letters and numbers jumbled together. But I finally checked that off the list. So I was glad to finally be done with that game. It was a good game.
Did it hurt?
Did what?
Did it hurt?
Did what hurt?
Finally be done with this game.
No, I was ready to be done with it. That's why I stopped playing it. Like I couldn't do any more of it. It's such a old game that I don't know. It's tedious in parts where, you know, 15 years ago would have been a little more exciting. Yeah. And then after that, I played Left 4 Dead 2. So we were talking about that game for Blood last week. And yeah. I was like, and I mentioned, man, Left 4 Dead 2, I really want to play that game. It's still... My recollection holds up.
People still on there?
Of course.
Guess how many people, when I went to play, I'm like, is anyone even going to be playing this? I went to Steam charts, and guess how many people were playing at that time?
100.
Good amount. 100. I would say
100.
5,000.
100.
10,000.
Holy
shit.
I went 5. What'd you say, Chi?
I said 9,000.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn, you win a shot of whiskey. Get that whiskey over here.
I kind of want some now.
Oh, there we go.
But no, I think that's awesome,
working
Bobby.
After, are you working after this?
No, she worked earlier.
I worked earlier today, remember?
I'm sorry, Chi.
No, it's okay.
That's so rude, Emilio.
I know. I could use some red wine, actually.
So rude. Jocko just licked my leg.
Well, you have to understand that with Left 4 Dead 2, there's so many like different mods you can do, different game servers. Their community has held 10,000, like,
that's more than WoW. That's
ridiculous. And I think they still do like competitive.
That was a joke.
There's still some... sort of competitive community left with Left 4 Dead 2. I used to obsess with watching Left 4 Dead 2 streamers, and the game had already died basically when I was watching these streamers, but the community is really diehard. And
yeah, they're still out there. I first started playing campaign and that was all right, but I was like, I really wanted to play multiplayer because that's what I mostly played. So I got into that and I played for a long time, and I ran into some people who just never gave this game up and have thousands of hours on it. So that was, they're still out there.
Smoked?
Yeah, I wasn't good at this game.
There's so many different strategies.
That's what happens with these things.
Mm-hmm. Like, once you learn the best way to do anything in this game, just knowledge is leverage, just like Dota 2.
And then some people just don't ever let go.
Even when I was playing the single player, or not single player, but the co-op, like, there was a guy who really knew what he was doing. And every spot he went to, he jumped up in a certain area, and that was, like, a safe spot where the zombies couldn't touch him. He knew how to do, like, handle every situation. So, yeah, there's, like, a formula, and once you figure it out, it makes the game really easy, even in Versus. it was a hell of a lot of fun, though. But I don't think what is going on down here. You guys are distracting me now.
Sorry. Continue. Gee, stop laughing. That's a funny joke, but no one needs to know what that is.
But it's kind of weird to go back and play a game like this because there's no loot boxes, there's no battle passes, there's nothing that would, you know, if this game came out today, it would have all of that stuff.
Do you need that stuff, Bobby?
No. No, I mean, but it's just a good game.
You know
not
what?
Really. No.
I kind of dropped off of Left 4 Dead 2 before I really learned like the most elite of the like competitive plays and everything else like that. I'm like, "Oh my god, this is homework now." You know, I started playing with people who did know everything. I was like, "Oh my god, I am actually horrible at this game. This doesn't make me feel good." You know.
Could you imagine? Like an elementary friend, like a school for men, elementary school that never stopped playing tag, he's been playing for the last 20 years.
All right.
And then, you go to the park and you see him, and he's so much better in Swift.
He just fucking,
how are you going to compete?
Kicks your ass.
There's no way. He's all lean. He knows
the territory. He knows the land. Yeah. He knows the land. He sees compete. The grass. Yeah. He knows where not to step.
You know the tag is a great game. You know it is. You know that you had fun. But you can't compete with that crazy, insane.
Yeah.
And now we have how many, Bobby? 10,000 insane tag players. That's what we have.
Yep. The game is alive and well.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Have you guys seen a professional tag?
Yes.
That's a whole league.
It's like a jungle gym.
Yeah, they have a jungle gym, and then they play tag, dude. It's pretty cool. You get, I think, two.
That's cool.
It's actually cool to watch.
Okay. That's cool.
I think you have 1 minute to tag the other guy, and if not,
you're out. Then, that's the point.
Then he has 1 minute to get you,
okay.
And then you go back and forth, and you have a team of four.
It basically looks like stunt doubles for a martial arts film.
Yeah, because they're doing parkour. They're doing parkour to get away from each other.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Bobby's raising his eyebrows. Great for podcasts.
All right, I guess it's time for news.
Wait, I want to cut in two things.
Oh, really? You want to cut in?
Yeah. Ray's drunk. First of all, Bobby, you sound like you're getting sick, man. You all right?
I'm getting over being sick. I had a crazy sinus infection this week. It was gnarly. Yeah, but I got some antibiotics. Doing like 10 times better now, dude. You should have seen me a day ago. Ugh.
Bobby, you're having a tough year, bro.
I don't think when I had that flu, I don't think it ever fully went away. I think that's what happened.
A piece of you died.
Yeah.
And now still you're dying.
Still dying.
Okay. Can't get rid of it.
Ray, this has to do with you.
Sorry.
Get it together. We played Blue Blaze. What's that called? Lethal League. Blue Blaze.
The racquetball game? Yeah, yeah.
So we played the sequel to...
Sorry, I was telling my girlfriend that she can leave right now.
Oh, is she mad?
No. I'm just saying that, you know, this podcast is going for the long run, so...
Well, they're out there talking about...
But, you know, the people. Kids.
I don't know. Whatever girls talk about. Mm-hmm. I was like, how are you guys having fun out here without us? I don't understand
that
either. Anyway, so it's pretty much more of the same. If you're confused of what I was just talking about, Lethal League is a couch co-op game, up to four players. It is a very different game. It's a little hard to explain.
I fucking hated that game because I sucked at it.
Yeah, Ray was drunk by that time, and he didn't understand the mechanics of it. So we played over and over and over, and he still didn't get it.
Mm.
And I was just crushing him. I was relentless. I didn't even
get a chance. Did I win one?
Yeah, you won one.
One out of 20.
20. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a game where you're playing racquetball. And it's a fighting game, 2D fighting game. Well, and you're trying to...
Technically, you're not playing racquetball.
I mean, no. But the intention, you can't hit each other directly. You can hit each other with a ball. So your intention is to get as going as fast as possible while under your control as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The music has always been top-notch. Graphics got a little bit better. But there's nothing like blown away, like, whoa... This is so much better than the first one. I actually returned it only because I know how much we actually play the first one, which is not much. So I just let it go. And Ray had a bad experience with it, so he didn't want to see it again.
because when you told me it's racquetball, which I love racquetball, one thing about being Mexican is we love racquetball and we love soccer.
Handball.
No, handball, that's more on the Chicano. That's Chicano.
It's a little bit like air hockey. I kind of see the ball moving around the map. It's hitting the corners of, like, so when it's hitting the roof and it's bouncing off the wall.
If it was racquetball, it'd be one turn. But it's just whoever hits the ball first, you know, it just happens. So that's why it's not racquetball.
And why were we drunk? What game got us drunk, if you remember?
We were trying to play Duck Game, and that
didn't work.
It didn't happen.
Remember what got us drunk and you loved it?
That fucking drinking game that we were playing. Yeah, that shit was fucking awesome.
It's called 8-Bit Fiesta.
That was so much fun.
It's a very fast-paced Mario Party type game without all the fluff. The problem with Mario Party is all the, now you move here, now you move there on the board. This is all just party games, and it tells you how much booze to drink.
That's not what's wrong with Mario Party. That's what makes it... Amazing, because you have to pace yourself.
Yeah,
it's not just back-to-back minigames.
No, what's wrong with Mario Party is just anyone can win at the end. That's what I hate about Mario Party.
No, I consistently win.
No, you don't. That's a lie. We played last time in like Mila one.
So they have little things like Flappy Bird type games, and you can set how fucked up you want to get. And then it says, by law, we don't tell you. Four drinks doesn't mean four drinks, but guess what? It means four drinks.
Yeah.
And so, oh man,
we never played that.
Yeah, that looks cool. We're still unlocking stuff. It's, I mean, the graphics are horrendous, but it doesn't matter. It plays well, and we had a really good time. And there's so many mods for skins. Like, you can be anybody. If you can think of him, somebody's probably made a mod of this because it's so easy to do.
This game was so much fun. I had such a great time. The only reason we stopped was because we only had so many mini games. So after we played them a couple times, we kind of had to, you know, move on. But I'm seeing all the mini games on this, and this is ridiculous.
There's more to unlock, too.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We haven't unlocked them all. There's a lot more. But anyway, 5 out of 10. It looks nice. Another person. They have made up reviews. Anyway, if you have some couch co-op friends and you like to drink, this is a very highly rated game. That's 8-bit Fiesta. Up. Yeah, we were drinking straight whiskey, man.
Dude.
Without ice.
Remember? Without ice, yeah. Because the ice machine wasn't working in the fridge for some reason. No, it does work, but it just took forever.
Yeah, it ran out.
Yeah. Don't buy expensive fridges.
All right, time for news.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So GDC just happened. There's probably going to be a lot of things from that. First up, Steam is finally getting a redesigned library. They've got some actual screenshots of it up here. I'll scroll down and...
Gee, you want a drink?
One shot.
Yes. There we go. Now we can full screen right there. So... It looks like they're going to have this live events page. So anything that's going on will show up on this feed, like any sort of tournament, any games that have been recently updated or maybe they're free for the weekend or have some event going on. So you can get to it there. The game library has been reworked too. Let's see. I think that screenshot is up here. So you get a lot more info on the game page. They also did this. I really like this. They put the friends list into the main window. It's no longer its own little separate window.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
The thing is, now they have to compete. That's why they're doing all these things.
Yeah.
That's good.
They've been working on this for a long time. Like, they've been talking about it forever and forever. Like, I want to say 2 years almost.
But the thing is, they didn't have to do it. No one else was selling games the way they were. You know, Steam was the monopoly of games, man. If you think about it.
Yeah, it was the only place to get PC games. But I don't know. They also let just about anybody put their game up on there, too. So there's a lot of stuff to wade through. But it looks good. I like the new look.
Yeah, I'm liking it. It's smooth.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do with the feed, because they have that on Steam. They have this page you can go to, and like people can post announcements and stuff there, but nobody checks out or pays attention to it. So I wonder if the events page is going to replace that. So yeah, friends list is now integrated into the right-hand column. Top module shows recent games. So this is kind of cool, too. You know, when you go to Netflix and like it shows all the shows that you've recently been watching up at the top. So they're going to have that. Games you've been recently playing, just boom, right up there at the top. Vertical thumbnails. Yeah, it just looks better. Like the layout, I think they've made a lot of improvements to it, but it just looks better as well.
I like it. When is it going live, or is it in beta? Can you opt in or anything like this?
Not yet. And they haven't said when they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Yeah.
The Gish. I like that. The Gish.
All right, next up, let's see. Steam is adding... Oh, wait. Who put that there twice? God damn it. All right. Oculus unveils the Rift S, a higher resolution VR headset.
Does this mean the older headsets are going to go on sale, perhaps?
So
possibly. So this one has built-in tracking, too. So you don't need the lighthouses or the little boxes outside. That's awesome. Automatically tracks. So that's one less thing. And the price on this is insane. So this is $399.
$400.
Oh, you're kidding me. Is it meant to be a cost-effective version, or is it meant to be more of a next, like, 2.0, like the very next one.
I think it's just the new version. I mean, the resolution is 2560 by 1440, so 1280 by 1440
per eye. How did they get the price point so low compared to what VR has been at for a long time?
So that's what Oculus is trying to compete with right now. So Vive is coming up with all this new stuff, right? So they're coming out with the Vive Pro eye tracking thing, which is like, they still haven't given a price point yet, but it's, there's sensors inside the headset that read your eyes, where you're looking.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's crazy. So what it does is when you're playing a game and wherever your eye is looking, that part, the resolution's full. Mm-hmm. But everything around it is out of focus.
Yeah.
So that way the hardware part is only focused on that part you're looking at.
That's awesome.
And then everything else is just, you know, out of focus. So it doesn't really matter. You don't have to actually like spend all this like CPU usage to like make it happen.
Is there much out there that really requires, I mean, Skyrim maybe?
Well, no, it's just there was these demos, like we actually haven't spoken about this on the podcast, but this came, like the Vive thing came out like a couple weeks, like 2 months ago, I believe.
I highly doubt that eye tracking would be very helpful in VR chat or anything like that.
Oh, no, of course not. No, for games like that, it's not really a big deal. Yeah. But it's like for those games that are just like the graphics are just amazing. So,
well,
like,
that's the thing. I haven't really heard of any, or like, of course I don't own a VR headset or play VR games, but the VR games that I have played, they're very basic graphics.
Oh no, you've been missing out. There's so many great games on VR. It's ridiculous.
Graphically,
yeah.
I mean, like what?
I think Arizona Sunshine looks amazing for VR.
For VR.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, Beat Saber looks really nice.
Beat Saber looks very nice.
But it's more
what is
playing.
That game? The robot where you're killing all the robots. It was on Oculus first.
Space Pirate.
It was on Oculus. No. It was on Oculus first, and then it came out later on for Vive because it was an Oculus exclusive. Oh, that game looks amazing. There's a couple games out there.
Anyway, so are we talking about the Oculus?
The Oculus, yes.
What I want to say about this is, it's not going to be as good as whatever Vive or Steam puts out, probably, especially at that price point. They just can't. But then for that price point, that's great. I like the direction that they're going.
Yeah.
They want to reach more people, which is cool. And this might actually be the choice for us just because the price point is so good. And we'll be able to review games on this. And it doesn't have the towers and all that, so we can pass it around. It'll be great. But I'd like to see what the competition has to. I really want to see what Steam has coming down the line. That secret tech that they're coming at. You guys remember we covered
it? Well, I thought Vive was like a whole thing with Steam.
It was originally. But then, no, HTC, right? But yeah. Then HTC apparently isn't the best. They haven't, but Steam seems to be working on their own thing. There was like some photos that came out. You don't remember this?
No.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I remember.
Nobody can substantiate if it's real or fake, but more and more like tidbits of information looks like Steam's making their own proprietary VR system.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to see all the options before we pull the trigger. I miss VR. People talk to me at parties here that at the house. Hey man, remember that when you had the super cool thing? Because one of my friends, a good friend, cried, dude. He cried because we took him to his grandfather's
I went VR in my life.
What's that called? Google Earth. We took him to his grandfather's villa in Spain where he grew up.
No way.
And he's like, oh, if you make it right here, there's a pink house. And there was a pink house. And he's like, and he had to take the headset off. And he's just like, so, because that's where he grew up. That was his childhood, 5 to 7 or something like that. That's like his earliest memories playing in those fields that we were seeing. And it was just like, it was crazy,
that's
man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
No, well, there's been
for a free program, too.
Yeah, because, like, actually, my first VR experience was when you put your phone in a cardboard box.
That's my biggest pet peeve with VR. I will be like, oh, I have VR at my house. You know, the Vive Pro. Thank you. What's his name? Who's the guy who hooked that up? Chi?
Brett. I'm sorry. He goes by Death Wish.
Yeah, Death Wish. Yeah. Sorry, Death Wish. Thank you so much for letting us borrow that. But I'd be like, we have VR set up. at my house. And people would be like, oh, I have that on my phone. And I'm like, oh, it's not even close. It's not even close to what... Not even close.
It's not even close. No, especially just... I don't know, the vibe.
It's crazy. Vibe. How come you never... So you just returned it and got your... A refund?
So my okay. So for those that don't know, I bought a Vive. I bought it when it came out. No, it came out. Never mind. Lies. A couple months afterwards, a year maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
And I bought it. It was amazing, but it only worked for half an hour. It would overheat, and then the screen would start blinking. So I hit up Vive. It's funny because I hit up Vive, and this is bad press for Vive, but. I checked all the forums, and everyone said the Vive headsets are fucked up. So, and I was giving them the problem that, like, was happening, and Vive hits me up saying, we've never heard of that fucking problem.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck you guys, dude. You know what? Fuck you guys. Take that shit back. And so I send it back to them. They refunded my money, and then... But that's because I was waiting for the new headset, which is the Vive Pro. The Vive Pro, yeah.
That came 2 years later from that party that we had.
Yeah, and then...
But you never bought it.
And I didn't buy it because...
We're going to have one that we can share. See, this is why I like this one.
The update wasn't that great. The Vive Pro was not what I was looking for.
Did you use it while I have it over here?
No, I did not. It's nice, I used it at the Microsoft store.
It's pretty nice.
And I put it on, and I saw... And like I'm like, all right, I see the difference. But then again, I'm like, no, I want better resolution, but it's not going to happen. There's two screens inside that thing. Yeah. So you need a fucking graphics card that's like the most amazing thing out there to handle that.
Oh, that's one thing about this new Oculus thing. I think, I want to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure I read that there's only one screen in the new one.
How's that?
It's like a shared screen. Well, no, just kind of like when you put your phone next to your face. That works, but like a high-tech version of that.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on. Yeah. Bobby's got to go to bed soon.
Mm-hmm. All right. next up, Google unveils Stadia Cloud Gaming Service launches in 2019. Is it Stadia or Stadia? It's probably Stadia.
Stadia, right? Based on Stadium. So I have a lot of the same thoughts that when NVIDIA Shield launched, although this is a much, much bigger company. And
well, NVIDIA Shield's not quite this, though.
Yeah, but when they unveiled it, like I had all these thoughts, oh my God, this is going to be this and this and that, and it wasn't. So I don't know if this is going to be actually what they promise. I've talked to somebody that was in the beta, not just the what was the game that they played? Odyssey. Remember, everybody could play Odyssey
in a web browser.
All right, cool.
Sorry. Okay.
Cool.
Badass.
badass. So not just, but he was on a long term beta. And he was loving it, and he's very excited about this. So if it works the way that they say that it works, if you have no idea what this is, it's basically all the calculations are being done server-side, and you're just playing an image of the game. The game's being streamed to you. That means you don't need a tower, you don't need a console, you don't need anything but basically an input device.
But how do you go on Discord and game at the same time?
I imagine whatever you're on is able to do that. So your phone would be able to do it. If you want to do some serious gaming, you could be on a PC with two monitors and all that. But now you don't need a 1080 Ti. Now you can probably play. It sounds crazy to say, but you can probably say or play the most crazy game out there on integrated graphics at this point. Like, you don't need a graphics card at all. You just need something that has a high-speed internet and Google Chrome. If you have Chrome, you now, according to them, and this is Google, huge name. When they say things, it usually happens. Not always, but it usually happens. They're saying, if you have a high-speed internet connection and have Chrome on it, you can play 4K, if you have a 4K screen, 60 frames a second, any game you want, basically.
Any game that they have available in their service.
On Stadia.
Which I was also wondering, like, how does that work?
It's probably like a Gamefly subscription.
It's going to be a subscription. I'm guessing it's got to be a subscription. They didn't bring up price or cost, but you got to think, whatever it is, let's say it's $50 a month. Sounds crazy. But you got to subtract buying any hardware whatsoever, buying console whatsoever.
I wouldn't do it for $50 a month.
Okay. But you're already invested, heavily invested, in a lot of shit.
That's expensive.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be that much. $50 yeah, a no. month? Yeah. Ooh, damn.
For every AAA title ever? Or maybe it's like $5 a month with premiums for every game.
How much
game
does
that you
Origin
download?
Cost? That's like...
$100 a year.
This is completely different. You don't need hardware.
Yeah.
You can play Assassin's Creed Odyssey on your phone.
Or the new Doom that hasn't come out yet, Eternal.
Yeah, Eternal is the first game that's like proprietary. Is it proprietary? I mean, not proprietary, but...
No, it's not.
Is it exclusive?
No.
Oh, okay. No, Jesus,
not.
No.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Gamefly was what, $8.99, or maybe that was their introductory price, or OnLive.
Yeah, and then it became like $14 or $12.99.
And OnLive, too, was around the $10 mark, $10 a month.
That price point is very intimidating, considering that they're targeting...
I made it up.
Oh, okay.
They've never said anything.
I'm saying because their target market isn't already the existing PC gaming community. It's
that can't afford it.
Yeah, it's grabbing the casuals.
And what they've been... Yeah, that was their first...
And like, price, and generally price is what keeps the casuals casual.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and keep what them I poor, saw, keep them casual.
So like, it's, two things on this. Yes, mm-hmm. It's cool that like AAA games can now have people that don't have money on playing that as well, if it's cheap enough, right? Mm-hmm. So player base is going to skyrocket, hopefully, on most games. The other thing, cheating, it's going to be impossible.
Mm.
You're playing a stream.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. On top of that...
Well, cheating on your end.
No.
You can't cheat.
You got to hack into the data center.
No, yeah. When you're playing with... other people, there's going to be hackers still because you're still playing on the same servers.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You can't cheat yourself.
Yeah, because it's cross-platform. They said they're promoting cross-platform. So that's possible.
But they should give it an option to just stay with Stadia.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the thing, dude. This has been tried so many times before, and it's always failed, but...
Not by the biggest company
in
the world.
Well, not by Google, but also because... I think they got a chance here because people are a lot more accepting of this today because more and more of the stuff that we get, we're getting used to not having physical copies of things or owning things. You know, we're getting more used to just having things available to us for a monthly subscription. That's how, you know, Adobe products work now. You can't buy Adobe Premiere. Like, you buy the Adobe Creative Cloud Suite.
Yeah, I pay...
subscription.
I pay $20 a month for everything. Well, because I still
for the whole thing.
Because I have the student.
It's really important you got a how student they market discount. This. Yeah.
So
I think
check
marketing
this out.
Is going to be, of course,
you don't buy music anymore. You have a subscription to Spotify. Yeah. Like, that's just
Google
kind of
doesn't
how
have to market. Google is market.
Yeah.
Like, so they were talking about their integration with YouTube, right? So I forgot, something like 25% or 40% of videos watched on YouTube are gaming related, right? So imagine, this is what they said, imagine you're watching a game, you're watching a review of a game, right? And it says, you know, and this and blah, 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 and amazing graphics, blah, blah, blah. But instead of having to go to another service and putting down your credit card and getting the game, you're watching the video and you just push a link that says play. Mm-hmm. And 5 seconds later, you're playing that game.
Holy shit. Okay, that's
no,
marketing done right.
That's
would be
it. No download.
No download. You don't have to download the game.
Because it's pre-installed into Chrome?
Yes, correct. Well,
not
on their
Chrome,
side. It's on their
Stadia.
Side, yeah. On Stadia, I guess.
Yeah,
sure, Chrome.
That's ridiculous.
Might as well. Dude, so this is the conversation I want to have. If it does what they're saying it does, this means the end of consoles and probably towers.
I don't know about that. That's a bold statement.
Okay, so watch.
I'm saying
there's a lot of problems they still have to figure out. Like, what about legacy games? What about mods? You know, like...
Of course.
You know,
course,
so I think there's still going to be reasons. Everyone has been saying... People have been saying, like, the tower is obsolete since, like,
everyone's
2003.
Mind blown by this shit.
I've never said that, ever.
No, I'm saying everybody else has.
And
people are like, laptops came out. Dude, people say that all the time. Okay. They're like, who's going to need a desktop? We got laptops.
All I'm saying is, let's say it's 100% of what they say it is. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're going to deliver. But if they
deliver. It's going to be, I'm sure this is going to be great and it's going to be successful, but you always think that just because something's successful, like, and greatly successful, that immediately just cancels out whatever else exists. Yeah. Like, there's still going to be plenty of people that are going to want their own computer and build their own rigs.
One of the things I was talking to you about.
Every once in a while, there's a revolution though, Bobby. People, like, you know, once cars came out, people didn't want horses anymore. And this is what that is. This is like if it is what it says it is, this is a giant leap. This is not an incremental next generation
console. Wait, you're saying people don't ride horses anymore?
Not to get around. Not for travel. No.
Not around here, at least. What about Canadian Mounties?
The hand glider.
So,
that wingsuit.
So everything Emilio said, I asked my brother. And I told him, hey dude, because my brother's been thinking about building a PC.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, that's my... Because my brother's an Apple user. He has a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
He's an audiophile producer. And he's like, but I want a PC just to game. That's because he misses it. He was great at Counter-Strike. He's a WoW player. He's been playing all the classic games. He's let go completely. Only console now. But he's like, I want to go back to PC, dude. There's something about PC that's just amazing. And he's been looking at prices, looking at all this shit. And I told him, yo, did you see the Stadia thing? And he's like, no, man. Watch it. Yeah. He watches it. And he's like, I don't fucking need a PC anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to fucking buy this a fucking PC. I'm going to go for Stadia. And I asked him, like, dude, what if it's like $20-$30? He was like, I'll fucking pay it.
Well, this is coming out soon, so we'll know, right? This is coming out 2019. They haven't given us a date, but it's coming out this year. And the fact that they've got Doom Eternal tied to it like that makes me want to try it out even more.
That'd be a great experiment. I sincerely support
I'm going to try
it. Even if you do have powerful gaming PCs, things become obsolete within a matter of years. Or slow down and don't. But this is, you're capped at 60. I would hate to be capped at 60.
I don't want this to happen. Competitive
gaming, I would not like Stadia.
It's too much.
But
coming up.
Single player games, co-op games, non-competitive games.
Here's another thing. Latency would be controlled by the server. So right now, the way that pings work, a lot of games are drowned down to the lowest common demand, the lowest whoever has the lowest ping.
Here's the main thing.
Everybody else is dragged down to him. Now everybody is going to be the exact same ping everywhere.
Can they make PUBG work that though?
What?
Can they make PUBG work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Just let it die.
I don't know, guys.
Un-PUBG.
Depending on the price, I'd probably check this out.
Un-PUBG.
But what's your price point? How much would you pay for this?
Not much. I'm sure they're going to have a free trial, like a free period of time. I'll check it out for that. Especially with, I would love to play Doom Eternal on this. But
it might be worth it just to rent that one new release title for 1 month and then move on.
The thing about things like this is, though, like, we always talk about it, like, what are we going to do? And we kind of assume everyone else is going to do. But a lot of times, new stuff like this, it's a generational thing. So we've got to phase out. And all these kids coming up now, they're totally going to adapt to this because this is what they do, dude. I know. I work with kids all the day. They love that fucking Gats.io game. They love Fortnite. Like, they just assume all games are free and can be played on any computer. Like, so I think something like this is going to gain more of a foothold with younger kids, and then eventually that'll just kind of be the normal to-do thing. We'll be the old guys who actually build our computers.
Because they don't have to ask their parents for those $1,000.
It's also an easy route. Yeah. It's an easy route. Do you know how intimidating and how many console gamers I know that won't get into PC gaming because they just feel like it's too, not just price, but it's very elitist. It's very much to the point where it's like, I actually have to know my stuff in order to know what I'm buying. I know so many people who can't even buy themselves a laptop for the most basic necessities.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this right now.
And people are so intimidated by computers.
Yeah.
Even I myself, I won't even plug in a video card.
Wait, let
even
me
though
know.
I know how over. To do what? Really?
I'll come over. Yeah, I told you.
Who are you, Mini?
No.
Anyways.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
but
large.
It was
I'm bigger.
No, but it's but
too big, really.
So many people People fear PCs. People are afraid because like, especially, like, they're very inconsistent. If you don't know what you're doing.
Are weak and suck.
No, like, I'm going to say this. Thing.
So this is what I mean. Like, I am, like, you know, being a PC gamer and everything else, even I will not take an extra step to make my life better because I know that potentially something can go wrong and I wouldn't know how to fix it.
Sure, I'm gonna
so
put you,
this is fucking, what's it?
I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
It's like fault proof.
Chi, if this is what they say it is, yeah. Will you buy another tower after this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Why would you, though?
I don't think this can play Jedi Knight 2.
Competitive game. Competitive game.
I'm looking at Bobby's side of this
it's
shit.
It's better ping for everybody.
No, but the frame rates, dude.
I don't know. We'll see
to
when it,
120.
We'll see when it comes out. Like the
8K, it's saying right there.
Oh, yeah. They said eventually 120, 8K.
8K.
I just, not only that, like, it's your tower is also like your car. My tower is my baby. It's my child.
Yeah, and it pisses me off like my car, too. Like, it's a pain in the fucking
thing
ass.
Is, PC gaming
shit going
is,
wrong with it.
PC gaming is intimidating. Like, I started off with consoles, obviously, but that was like a little kid. Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64, whatever.
Sega Genesis. Even when I was a kid, I couldn't imagine this.
Yeah. So, and then I bought...
Sega Genesis had a service like this.
Yeah, my parents bought my first PC, right? And then I tried to make the best out of it. You know, I had that tower. I opened it up. They bought a HP fucking at Fry's fucking store. And I would put stuff in there just to upgrade or whatever. And I started playing games. And that same PC, I forced it to the max. I made it last years and years and years and years. Yeah. Until, like... it couldn't handle a single game. When that happened and I didn't have a job and I was still young, and I told my parents, we need another computer. And my parents told me, do you need it for school? And I said, no, I need it for gaming. And they said, fuck you. And I just went, fuck. And then they said, but I'll buy you an Xbox, the new one. So I went back to console gaming.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And then I just didn't want to upgrade. And I mean, I didn't want to buy a PC. I was like, fuck. Like, it's hard. It's expensive.
There was companies full of people that raised horses from the beginning. Like, they put all the finest grain in that horse over and over and over. They had to say goodbye at some point.
And I did. I said goodbye
that
to gaming for me.
That might happen at some point, but I don't think it's as soon as you think it is.
And then,
no, I'm not saying. Everything that I'm saying is contingent on it being what they're saying it's going to be.
And then two years ago, I finally said... fuck it. I'm going to spend $4,000 on one fucking tower. And I did. And I love it. It's my build. It's my rig. I built it out of these hands. Built it. And I love it. And Stadia sounds amazing, but
actually,
little
Asian hands built it and you put it together.
Yeah, I know, pretty much. You know, that's pretty much what happened. But I'm just saying, I still love the fact that I have my rig. It's my rig. It's my baby. I started again.
No, I know what you're saying.
I have no attachment, no emotional attachment to my computer.
Oh, you don't?
No, I like this idea, but for other reasons, you know, and I don't think. Eventually, maybe somewhere down in the future, we'll get to a point where this takes over all gaming, but I don't think that's anytime soon.
Because,
I mean, you keep saying revolution, but when's the last time we had a revolution? I mean, the electric cars are pretty amazing, but it's not like we're just like, okay, fuck it, no more gasoline.
Consoles were probably the first revolution in PC gaming, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, first, it was on computers, and they were just like fun little programs people were playing. And then as soon as somebody made the Atari, that was a revolution. That was a huge revolution. Mm-hmm. Next one after that, I mean, I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm talking about, but probably CD-ROMs were huge. Once it made that jump to CD-ROM, mm-hmm. people could put like full motion video in games. That was really big. After that, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to. Not very often, but it had to happen. Mm-hmm.
It was bound to happen because it's been happening. There's
people
been
200
a
years
of,
in the future are not going to have consoles or towers. We agree on that, right? There's no way.
Yes, yes.
Are we going to be here in 200 years?
It doesn't really matter, right?
Not if she has her way.
But it's not going to happen.
Just slitting throats everywhere. She's mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else we got here?
I actually, like today, I told someone I was like, I'm going to go see a therapist so they can talk me out of becoming a serial killer.
There you go. That's the best reason to go.
I know I've only been
women aren't serial killers.
I've only been on this podcast for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But I felt it right now with Stadia. Dude, fuck, man. That's going to change shit.
If it works.
If it works.
This is all contingent.
If that works, it's going to change it. And I felt, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's fuck. It's.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't want to change. Yeah. I want to have my.
This is why I'm reserving my opinion. This is why I said everything contingent. I just want to make sure that everybody knows how big this can be.
This would be awesome. You know why? This reminds me of my big brother and his current situation. He gets to play video games at work. He's a network specialist or something for healthcare IT.
Oh my God, so many people are going to be playing games at work.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
A minute, yeah.
And he was playing Apex, and I was trying to invite him into my party, and I was like, big bro, come play. He's like, no, no, no. I'm just queuing up, and I'm like hiding in a crate to get Battle Pass EXP. I know, my brother is not the best person.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I only get 5 frames per second on this PC.
Damn. And he's just doing it for the points.
So he needs some Stadia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five so. Frames. Holy shit. That's totally an ATI thing. I don't know. Sorry.
All right. Next up, the Epic Store won't accept crappy games, says Tim Sweeney. So this is an article with where they talked to one of the guys behind the Epic Games launcher, and they were asking him, you know, comparing it to Valve, like, are you just going to let any old game in here? And apparently not. So I don't know how they're going to do this, how they're going to decide which games get in and which ones don't. That seems like a lot of work for an actual person to do.
It's ridiculous because they're fucking...
Here's my guess.
Their foundation of games on Epic is literally just Fortnite, and...
Not like, anymore.
No.
Well, their foundation, what else is there?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Where are the... What Look else?
They probably have, like, 25 have, good games.
First off, I don't have Epic installed. Secondly, my Epic account got hacked, so I have zero reason to ever load up Epic.
Well, what about the free games?
That sucks.
What free... I don't care about free games. I don't have any free time to play free
games. Everybody's getting so... angry.
Stadia happened. It changed the world of gaming.
Let's say this
will no longer be a PC podcast. It'll be a Stadia podcast.
let's say you were a crazy Exodus fan, right? You would have
Metro?
To... Metro, yeah. Metro fan. If you were a crazy Metro, you would have to...
But here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, but that's the thing. It's like, there's only... I honestly feel like there's maybe one or two games... that like are already further way behind on my queue. I feel like Fortnite's the only reason why most people are in Epic anyways, and that hype is going to die.
I disagree. Okay, so this is what's going on.
Anyone can take over.
Epic is continuously impressing me.
They're getting a lot of...
They're impressing me with their business acumen. So they knew that Fortnite wasn't going to last. It's not even a top game anymore.
Nope.
But they took all that... I don't know. $1 billion, and they took it, and now they're like, let's go gobble up Steam. Let's do what Steam hasn't been doing for years. Let's innovate. Let's be better. Let's do everything better than Steam. And he talks about it in his speech.
Yeah,
he kind of shits on Steam for not innovating.
Prove me wrong in 5 years, because Steam has been good to me for 15 fucking years.
I will
prove me wrong in 5 years.
I will guarantee.
I will ride that Steam D for the rest of my life.
I'm loyal. I love Steam.
I guarantee Epic will overtake Steam. I guarantee it.
What?
I guarantee it.
Holy shit!
I guarantee it.
That's really throwing it down there.
Yeah. I guarantee it. They're making moves, and Steam is making zero moves. Or getting a new UI.
They just got destroyed. I mean, all this stuff just happened in the last 3 months where they're like, what the fuck is happening? We were the monopoly. We were the PC provider.
I don't even feel like they were.
Right now, Bobby's texting his girlfriend, probably. That's like, never happened. What?
Bobby's never been on his phone ever.
Ever.
Bobby, is everything okay?
We derailed completely.
He has to let him know. No, this has been a long podcast.
Unplug G, everything. We need to move on.
Is he playing Stadia?
He's on Stadia right now on his phone, guys. He's playing Doom Eternal. It looks really good.
Oh, tonight was sex night and he didn't show up.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
They call it Deep Sundays.
What are you guys talking about? What is going on?
I was talking about you. It was Steam versus Epic.
Steam versus Epic.
Bobby,
well, here's
what's
the
your
thing.
Thought?
I say Epic overtakes Steam.
Epic. Epit is a new one now. It's Epic.
They've got a long way to go because even though they're doing some of the things that Steam aren't, they're not doing a lot of the things that Steam does. Cloud saves.
Refunds.
Yeah, refunds. Like, there's a whole list of them.
Preventing people from hacking your account.
Yeah, well.
I've never had any issues with my Steam account ever being hacked. I've never been hacked
with Steam, ever. Yeah,
that's
ever.
True. Those are easy things.
Yep.
But it happened with Epic. Hopefully they die. I'm sorry. That's my personal experience.
Epic fail.
You're making moves.
High five.
Epic fail. You're either a mover or a shaker, or you just lie there.
I want Epic to die.
It's not going to happen. They're doing
a right year now. Later. You know what? You know what's funny? A year from now, we're gonna get reviews from Metro Exodus because it just barely went on Steam.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, move it on, Bobby. Please.
All right.
Stop texting. Unless you're texting me to shut up.
Next up, Cyberpunk 27 and CD Projekt Red's next AAA RPG will both be out by 2021.
Yeah, so not only do they have Cyberpunk, but they have another AAA RPG.
Yeah. Can't wait.
In production as well. Mm-hmm. And both of them will be out in the next 3 years.
The new Witcher.
No, they said Witcher 3 was the last in the Witcher series.
Yeah, bullshit. They're fucking with us.
Did you play it?
They're fucking with us.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Because at the end, it's pretty much like, all right, I got to kick up my heels and this is going to be.
You never know. They're fucking with us.
Maybe.
Well, 2021, not too much longer.
Really?
Yeah. Try not to think about it.
By then, it'll be Cyberpunk 2077 on Stadia.
2020 is going to be exclusive. Insane. That's going to like rip my brain in half. Just 2020.
That game.
Remember Y2K?
Yeah.
2020.
It's going to be like that.
Remember 2010? Not that big of a deal.
Next up, 40% of Epic Games Store users say they don't have Steam.
It's just a weird.
Wait, what?
So they polled people who use Epic Games Launcher, and 40% of them said they don't have Steam.
Because they're all Fortnite people.
Yeah, because
they're all fucking
people.
9-year-old boys, you know, which is you know, this new generation of gamers.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like 9-year-old boys could barely make themselves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're, of course, they're not going to fucking have Steam on their computer, let alone have their own computer.
See, where's the anger coming from?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, because you're attacking
give her another shot.
You think Epic is better than my Steam. I'm sorry.
I never said it was better.
I'm wearing a freaking Counter-Strike t-shirt right now.
You kind of said.
This is what I'm saying.
If you said it's going to win,
do you put your money on the 50-year-old master.
You guys keep talking. This is the thing about these arguments that you guys keep having. You're just like, it's got to be one or the other. It's like two things can coexist. And
they
do.
Can't.
But one
they
has
cannot.
To be better than the other.
They cannot. You know it's what? Like, how is it going to work? How are you going to have both Steam and Epic? And then Ubisoft? And then, no, it's just Ubisoft sticks to Ubisoft. Fucking EA sticks to EA.
Yeah.
But you cannot have Epic fighting Steam. Fuck that.
And,
that's not going to happen.
And let's think
there's,
about it. Like,
there's six streaming services. One's Netflix. And then there's Hulu. And then there's
but Hulu, but then Hulu's only for TV.
Okay, based on that statistic alone, 40% of Epic Game Store users are also how many console users? Console gamers aren't going to have Steam, period.
That's true.
So, like, how many PC gamers and are also get Epic Game users have Steam?
Epic,
you know, so that statistic to me is more like it's...
Yeah. Misleading.
Misleading.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They do have 900,000 people, but yeah, most of them are probably on phone even. Mm-hmm. Phone and a console. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Yeah.
And floss in public.
Because parents would only buy consoles, but then once parents find out they can pay $20 a month for Stadia, then the world is doomed. And PC game in silver.
I only put this on here not to support my favorite game of the year so far.
That's the only reason why I fucking did it.
But it's crazy. Anthem made $100 million in.
You know, he said this like five times while we were playing fucking The Division. He kept saying it over and over. Yeah. Every time someone jumped into our group, he kept saying,
Did you know? While we're playing this, there's something better, but
he
I won't say it's better. It's definitely not better. Anthem's not better than The Division, but it's not
a bad game.
Conceptually, it's very good.
It's not
graphically,
a bad game.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Amazing game, graphic wise.
It's just not as polished. Division came out of the gate, polished as shit.
They wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah,
I feel, but it's still. I'll be honest, it's a fun game. It looks amazing.
If you listen to the developers, they say it's because they got forced into an engine they didn't want to use,
which makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense
from EA.
But this is a gigantic, surprising number, especially since there's not a lot of shit you can buy on the.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Skins.
Once a week.
$100 million on skins.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to see the battle pass numbers from Apex. Can we look that up?
Oh, yeah, it was 90,000. 90 million. Hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Fun podcast. Let's start making games, guys. What are you thinking?
Oh, that's a really cool fucking thing. That's so cool. Incidus put on there.
Incidus is fucking pro on Twitch.
That's pretty cool.
Rum chatas. They're actually pretty delicious.
I can't wait until Thursday. I can't wait until the return of the Apex Legends.
We're coming back. Apex Legends is coming back. It's going to be so awesome. Are you going to join us, Amelia?
I actually missed you guys this last Thursday.
No, I'm going to be playing Far Cry.
You won't come with us on Thursday for Trivia Night.
Oh, Trivia Night. Maybe. Yeah, if I don't have a work on Friday.
No. Well, like, I work on Friday. I have to wake up at 5 in the morning to go to work. So if I can do it, I think you can do it.
You're 10 years younger than me?
No. 6? 7?
I don't know. Moving on.
All right. That's all the news. We've got one listener question.
Hey, step your game up, fuckers.
No, this
there's thousands of you. You come up with one question for the
year. Seriously.
No, this podcast has strung on long enough, so this is probably a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. All right. This is from Dofo. Have any of you ever fallen out of love with a certain game genre or franchise?
Bobby, you go first.
Can you hold your tears back while you talk about Blizzard?
Enlighten us.
I don't care about Blizzard.
But you did.
I mean, because they made good games, I guess.
You're so in denial, dude.
Am I?
Everybody's talking about it, dude. Everybody knows that you're a man scorned. You were... And there, it's nothing to feel bad about it.
Dude, this is part of a larger thing. It's not my feelings against Blizzard. It's my feelings on gaming in general lately.
No, dude. Yeah. I disagree. I feel that you have those feelings because your favorite game let you down. And it's... okay, I'll give you an analogy. I've had friends throughout my life that like were madly in love. And then... They got the chick took off on him, and then they would be like, this is not just one guy, this has been 3-4 times. And they'd be like, just fuck hoes, like, fuck them, like, bitches are stupid. I hate all women, and they just hate women forever because they were scorned from one. And I feel like that's what you're going through. You're saying that your entire psyche has changed from a gamer to a non-gamer just recently for no reason.
It's been a work in progress since last summer, maybe.
You might be right.
No. And besides, like, anything that happened with HOTS, I've already been through with World of Warcraft like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. So, but, you know, I know how these things go.
But the last expansion was pretty... No, well, not the last.
Last expansion was good. I liked it. Yeah. Everybody else didn't. I got hooked on it for a while.
Yeah.
But a genre or franchise, I mean, not really. I dip in and out of genres. I don't know. I can't say like I've ever sworn off one type of genre. RPGs are always tough for me, but I always get around to playing one every now and then.
Well, yeah, not a full genre. Like, are you... Well, franchise. Franchise. There you go. Franchise.
Franchise?
Genre or franchise.
I don't know. I mean, I could say Blizzard, but... I don't know. Like, I liked their games, and I was like, oh, this is great. They're doing all the right things, and then... Yeah, I'll say Blizzard. It's an easy answer.
Out of love. See, I thought I was falling in love, and I had all these answers set up.
I have a good answer. Overwatch.
Yeah.
I was super all about Overwatch. I was happy that everyone that I knew was playing Overwatch. It was fun. It was competitive. I went to see Owl League with Overwatch League with Minnie. But even then, my hype had died off by the time I was watching those competitive, the competitive games.
Yeah.
Overwatch is something that I will never reinstall and play ever again. I just don't give any shits about that game anymore.
I agree.
Even though I was obsessed, I was all about it. The hype. I rode that hype train, just like with PUBG and everything else.
Every time I play May, I think about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I don't look like her.
You don't.
But you don't talk like her. I don't act like her. You
do. It's all the layers of clothing.
I know. Because she's wearing a fucking Yeti.
I mean, she is thick.
No.
And that's about it.
No, not that. It's just, you know, because you're wearing the thing earlier today.
Yeah, I am nothing like May. Am I? I'm nothing. No, she's too nerdy.
You're hotter than May.
Yeah, May is like, she's nerdy. Anyways, no. Overwatch, no mas. Over it. Yeah. Over it. Overwatch.
Overwatch is hard. Have you ever fallen?
MMOs. I'm done. Pretty much.
Anthem is an MMO. Calm down.
No, it's a looter shooter.
No, it's not. It's a looter shooter.
Destiny 2 called itself an MMO, so no, Anthem can call itself an MMO.
That's
a whole new genre.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a massive multiplayer online game.
It is not.
You know why? Because you don't have to run left, right, back, forth, in turn, like take three rabbits over here. Yeah. Like it's just, it's a hub, then it's action. Hub, action, hub, action, hub, action. So,
wait, Orgrimmar wasn't your hub?
Yeah, but you had to run there for the most part.
No, you hearth.
And then how do you get back to where you need to go?
You have to run. But you have to run in Anthem through
It's different.
It's not the same.
It's not nearly the same. One's a shooter, like you click on people's heads and they blow up and they pop like a grape.
The other fireballs.
To their general direction.
Yeah. We're very combative today, all of us. Yeah, we are.
I love it.
Duel me, bro.
I want to say that I like how your hat and your nails are the same color.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I just got this hat back. Someone stole it from me.
So for me, have you ever fallen out of love with a certain game genre franchise? I fell out of love of Final Fantasy. Even though Final Fantasy 15 is supposed to be a great game, I didn't play it.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I didn't. I love Final Fantasy. I played Final Fantasy since the first Final Fantasy.
Did you play the Final Fantasy MMOs?
I played every Final Fantasy MMO. I played every Final Fantasy game. Every X2, X1, everything that comes with Final Fantasy, I played.
The mobile games?
The mobile. I feel like a couple episodes ago, I even spoke about that Moogle game that came out, the Moogle World one. Mm-hmm. I even played that because I love Final Fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
That shit died for me. And I know Final Fantasy VII is coming out.
You're going to hop on that. You're going to get back.
I have to, right?
You're not out of love.
I am out of love. Because Final Fantasy XV, I still haven't played it, even though it's supposed to be a great fucking RPG. It's supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to be a great game. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play it. Final Fantasy VII is going to come out. It's just the nostalgia factor coming up.
Can I compare it with an analogy of mine?
Go for it.
So, of course, I've been single for a while now, and I like to talk about, like, who's bubblegum, who's jawbreaker. Like, bubblegum, you chew it up, the flavor is gone, you spit it out, you're never going to put that back in your mouth ever again. So, Overwatch is my bubblegum. But then there's also jawbreakers. Jawbreakers, you'll suck it up, savor the flavor, realize, you're not ready for the whole thing, you set it down, but you can always come back to it. And do it again and again. So it's like one of those things. I think Final Fantasy is your jawbreaker, not your bubblegum.
I'm not sucking at anything right now.
I don't think you're done with it, though. I don't think you're done with it. You can always come back to it.
It's because that nostalgia factor of it. It's Final Fantasy VII. When it's one of the best RPGs ever made, ever in the history of RPGs. So I don't know. I'm going to play it just to try it. They're going to split it up in episodes.
What?
We'll see how far I go into the
episodes. What are you talking about?
The same question.
Okay. I wasn't here.
The you only listener question. Okay.
You Let's missed it.
Moving on.
All right. That's it. What's everyone playing next week? For me, it is probably going to be more Star Wars stuff, finishing Jedi Outcast, maybe playing Empire at War, which is just that it's like Age of Empires, but the Star Wars version of it.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby, did you... I forgot that you finished the thing from the thing from Origin.
Oh yeah, Battlefront. Yeah,
you finished it. Mm-hmm. No interest in playing online once, just to try it out.
No, I played the demo. Well, not Battlefront 2, but the original one. But no, not really.
It's right there.
We missed one thing today in the episode.
It's right there.
Dude. No, guys, we missed
one. It's the best graphics I've ever seen on my computer, ever. Just for the
guys.
Play it for the graphics.
Guys, we missed the biggest thing in the episode today. NPC Gaming.
What?
Battlefield 5.
Battle Royale comes out on Monday.
It's not that big. Compared to Stadia, that might squash.
Oh, it's the second world biggest thing. We missed it.
I forgot that I own that game.
Yeah, yeah. We all own it.
We all
it
own
comes
it.
Out tomorrow.
I forgot that I bought
it,
that
it might even come out tonight.
Oh, shit.
At midnight.
I really want to play Sekiro.
Not that excited.
I sincerely want to play Sekiro. If I could play Sekiro tonight, I will play Sekiro tonight.
Bobby, can you just play online a little bit just to see? There's a new map coming out that apparently starts as a ground battle and and ends up as a space battle.
Emilio, can you say something right now?
Farts?
Ah, you missed it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you guys playing?
I'm going to finish Far Cry 5. Probably.
Far Cry.
Damn, this was a heavy episode. I'll be honest.
Yeah, we weren't ready.
We weren't ready for this. Nah. There was so much stuff that came up today. It was shit.
I think Bobby needs a hug.
Yeah, I gotta get the hell out of here. Can we wrap this up? Like, what are we doing?
Let's go. Say it.
What? Oh, titties. I guess. Bye.
Poor Bobby.
Yeah, you can't even fucking talk today. What the fuck?
Blah, 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 blah.